Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in, you're now tuned in, Air It Out Radio. You're now tuned in to Air It Out Radio. Got the internet popping, but you don't really hear me though. Where they play the hottest artists live in Philly though. And they live on the net, so you don't need a stereo. Tune in every Monday night from 10 to 1. Call them and give a shout out, tell them where you from. And the buzz crazy, oh wait, I'm talking tongues. All these other spaces whack, it's no comparison. No need to change the dial because they got it on. Keep the headbangers flowing, Niagara Falls. Fire chick, she speaks facts, she keep it wrong. All we do is just grind. That's the reason we shine. And all up in a line. Waiting long enough is our time. Finally at the top as we climb. And they play a trap, but if they say it's whack, then you officially just been smacked. Smack. You're now tuned in. You're now tuned in.
Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. What's going on, everybody? I am that chick Faya, the brown skin huffa. What's going on? Welcome to another Monday. You know, we on from 10 to 1, hate-free zone, you know, networking, promoting, like a freestyle, all that good stuff right here on Air It Out Radio. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in tonight. You know what I mean? I'm in my bag. I just had my piece of chocolate cake. I feel good right now. I might doze off a little bit throughout the show. You know how you eat good and you get that nice glass of milk and you just like, all right, that's it. Ain't nothing going on. But nah, I'm gonna live it up. I'm gonna hit this Playboy energy drink and then I'll be good to go. Y'all can always check out the website airitoutradio.net. Yes, I have upgraded it. You know, so y'all can. Anything we're talking about tonight, it should be on there. If it's not, please let me know, and I'll try my best to put it on there for tomorrow. I've been talking about a lot of events and stuff like that. I even had a chance to put that on there. So anything tonight, any of the parties or events or whatever, you can always go to my website, air.radio.net, and you'll see there where I have, you know, the information. You can click on it, and it'll take you right there to whoever you need to speak to, because, you know, most of them are not my event. All right, hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and also Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end. Shout out to all the new people that's listening in, okay? Make sure you press 1. I know I sound like a broken record. I know the Air It Outers are like, come on, man. But I got to, you know, I got to let the new people know about the show. So press 1 if you want to talk. If you don't want to talk and you accidentally press 1, please press 1 again and get out of the host seat. Just do and listen to the show. All right? What else did I want to tell y'all? Let me give some little info on what Air It Out is going on and any events that's going on. For the Black and Nobel Appreciation Day, you can perform 2 songs from 1 to 8. And you got to have your CD or USB. All right, this is not my event. I just want to let y'all know. I'm just helping promote it because, you know, I fuck with Black and Nobel. You know, they cool people. You can always hit them up, Google their number and all that shit. I didn't write that down for y'all. But y'all can always hit them up on Instagram or Twitter. I think their Twitter is different from their, you know, Black and Nobel. So you're better off hitting them on Black and Nobel. on Instagram. I do post it all the time, so y'all can go to one of my pages and check it out. Also, too, the Space Boy clothing. Everybody is asking about this event. It's going to be super dope. I can't wait. I'm going to be in the building. Yes. Okay, it's going to be at 711 North Market Street. All right? This is this Thursday. Super, super excited. I know we had some issues with the date. Okay? And usually when people put the date down, I kind of just follow whatever they're doing. Okay? So I apologize for the little mix-up. They had changed the date on there, and I just was pretty much repeating whatever they had on there. But they have changed the flyer. It's for the 24th, this Thursday, all right, at 7 o'clock. You can perform one track with a guitar and a drummer, okay? It's no rehearsing. It's just don't come in there with no track, no CD. It's not going to happen, all right? You're just going to perform right there on the spot. You're good to go, all right? And for the people that have never done it before, this should be a good experience for you. So I'm excited. Kind of like some acapella shit. Like, super excited to see how this is going to turn out. I'll be there taping a few people and whatnot. So, you know, shout out to Space Boy Clothing. All right. Also, We Own the Mic. That's August the 28th. That's at Club Voltage. I'll be posting that info on there. Shout out to Street Life. March. There you go. And y'all can always hit them up on Instagram as well. All right. Next week, guess who we got coming up? My girl, MC Smooth. Super excited. Yes, the legend. The legend. I honestly feel like Teyana Taylor kind of jacked her moves and her whole concept. If you go back to her videos and stuff like that, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. She just kind of reminds me of her so much. So I'm sure Teyana probably won't ever admit that, but that's what she kind of favors to me. But, you know, that's just me. I'm just saying. All right. But tonight, guess who we got coming up? All right, we got Mr. Mike. Make everything right. I know that was corny, but, you know, I'm just saying. Mr. Mike is going to be on manager / promoter / everything, you know what I mean? And he also is pretty much having this event for the award show, and I know you guys see me promote it. So yes, we're gonna get all up in his business and find out what the hell is going on with this award show and how can y'all get on. Anything you need to know, I'm gonna try my best to pry out of him tonight. Okay? So stay tuned. He'll be on a little bit later, and we're gonna get all up in his business. All right, and all the information that you need, how to get on, how to sign up, how to perform. You know, I'm sure he's not going to tell us everything because it's not until December, but I'm going to try to get as much out of him as we can. For the ones that's just on the website or, you know, tuning in from blog, you can always hit up the lines at 323-642-1470. Make sure you're pressing 1, all right? And we're going to keep it moving. Let me tell y'all about the topic before I do that, because I'm always jumping ahead of myself, all right? My topic for tonight is, because the last couple nights, I've been letting it slide, just let y'all just air out shit, but y'all be bullshitting, so fuck all that shit. I'm going back to my topics. Try that shit. Didn't work, all right? Tonight's topic is, do you think you should or you should not, okay, should or you should not charge your friend after they blow up? So, basically, should your friend charge you, rather? Okay, you blew up, you know, you made it now, you got a deal, whatever, me and you cool as shit, you know, and I'm asking you to come down and do a track for me, or come down to this all, you know, whatever, appearance. Should you charge me? Should you charge me the full rate or a discount? Like, what is that? What should you do? Okay, should it be no freebies? I'm just saying, I want to know, you know what I mean? Or because we cool, you know, like I said, you should just do it free. Give me the hookup, you know. That's the topic for tonight. Should I get the hookup because we're friends? Or no, you should pay top rate or discount or whatever the case is. Now, my personal opinion is if me and you cool, I think maybe, and especially if I promote and I do events and stuff like that, the first time I think you should look out for me. I'm just saying, the first time. especially if we've been cool for a while and you told me you was going to do it, blah, 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 blah. But after that, you know, I ain't going to mess your money up. Like, get yours. You know what I mean? But that's just my opinion. Some people ain't going to feel that way. They going to feel like, nah, we cool. You should look out for me all the time. But, you know, you dipping into that person's money, they ain't going to want to do it all the time because they might want to do this other event where they're going to get $30,000 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So let me know what you think. Y'all can always hit up the line, 323-642-1470, press 1. Or you can always Facebook, Instagram, Air It Out Radio. All right, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 1587, Air It Out Radio. What's good? Who's this?
Yes,
Who's this?
Hello?
Who's this? Tell everybody who you are.
Oh, man, it's Rand Love. How you doing, everybody? Yeah, Air It Out. What's up?
Okay, Rand Love, Philly.
Rand Love representing Philly to the fullest and Air It Out Radio. Number one DJ, everybody vote for Fire Chickens in the building.
He's a DJ. What do you think about the topic? You know what? Oh. Everybody says DJ, but I don't feel like I'm a DJ. You know, because when you think of DJ, you think of the chugga chugga chugga. But, you know, I know what you mean.
She's the promo queen. I was going to say they can't say I'm Dickie because you ain't got a dick. There you go.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Well, technically, right. Depends on who you ask. Medically-wise,
right.
They say females do have one, but I am, you know.
That little thing always.
That little tiny, yeah. But what do you think about the topic tonight? What should I tell you about?
Yo,
I'm
going to give them a discount, man, you know. You know, because for real, ain't nothing free. And if you already on, you must be turning down some kind of money on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday or a Thursday when you on. So, like, you might be losing some big money if you on. So to tell somebody, yo, look, I come through, you just throw me $500. That's nothing. That's like if you on, you really coming for nothing. I take the $500 and buy some drinks or something. I ain't, you know, like $500. Now, if you family, if you in my family, I'm going to charge you $5,000.
Damn. What if you want
fuck
more
my
than
family. I don't fuck with my family. I got one person from my family I fuck with right now, and that's my cousin, K-Mag. Mag, you there?
Hey, player.
What's up, man? Hey,
what up?
Shit, see? He got my back.
Yeah, motherfuckers on three-way and shit, hiding. Like, shit, don't come out yet. Come on.
Nobody ain't got shit, man.
Yo, he got motherfuckers secretly on the line and shit. Yo, you there? Okay, what's up? How you doing? What up?
Talking to you, man.
Yeah.
I'm over here writing, man. You know, it's always work.
Yeah, that was funny. Okay. Okay, so you'll let him get it. You won't charge him, but you'll beat your family up with it.
Yeah, everybody else but K-Mag. Fuck that. Well, excuse my language. F everybody else. They told me I got to stop cursing. So I'm starting to learn how to not curse. So F everybody else that ain't K-Mag and the money makers.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. What's going on with you?
All right, well, you know me. I'm promo turned up. Just got back from Bronx. The Bronx, big up to the Bronx, New York. Oh, my God. I had so much fun. They accepted this. They like, yo, you know, when I let them hear the tracks, they showed me love. We freestyled and started pulling the cameras out. So shout out to all the Bronx. If anybody from New York, stand up, man. I had some fun in the – I had a little bit of fun in Manhattan, but all them crackers – I mean, all them
– Uh-oh.
You know, I don't even want to, but listen, shout out to everybody in the Manhattan, man, that showed love, you know what I mean? All the hard working Latino mommies that showed us how to get to the Bronx, that's what's up, man. And we'll be out there. Shout out to my boy M.R. He got them beats. Look out for him. Shout out to my boy from, they both from Chester, my man A.D. Shout out to Reed Dollars, Shelliano. Oh, man, I mean, shout out to Bad Cave. We made up.
Okay.
It's all good. Shout out to everybody at the Back Heath. You know what I'm saying? Groove, Rug, doing good, man. Shout out to GDK, Gilly, and the KOP, John.
So you
shout
out
yo,
all these. Look, I was just talking to somebody about this earlier, like how y'all spend so much time shouting all these other people out, and then y'all waste y'all time. No disrespect, But I'm just saying, you know, you don't have a lot of time on Air It Out.
What it is, what it is for me is like, see, because these people help me in so many different ways that I want them to know that.
I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not on here that long. Like, you're not doing a 30-minute interview.
It's all about Fire Chick anyway. It's all about you, Fire.
No, it's all about you. But you don't want to waste
your
3 minutes talking about shout out to that nigga, because when they get on, they ain't going to be shouting you out like that. Like, no disrespect, but it is what it is. You know, especially
yeah,
if you only got like a few minutes. You only got a few minutes on here, and then I'm going to rush you, and I'm like, let's get to your track, and you're going to be like, I was rushing, and she was rushing me.
Fire,
you know how it is,
Fire.
You know what I'm saying?
Mine's is real. I do agree with you on that, you know what I'm saying, like 95.8%. But the other rest is that's my family. Now, that's my family. That's my industry family. You know what I'm saying? So I always got to show. Shout out to Known Records. And then you know what's crazy? When people know who you know, like when I was in Manhattan and I sold a CD through a busboy, right, for $5. He bought it. He said, oh, my God. You record at the Batcave, dude? I said, yeah. He was like, oh, my God, did you know Gilly? Did you meet me? I said, yeah, they friends of mine. So it was like, bam, just going out of state and people knowing the type of people you work with might get you through a little more doors because, yeah, features for sale.
I get it. I don't have a problem with you shouting out nobody, but, you know, when I cut you off, you're going to be mad because you didn't talk about Ran. You get what I'm saying? I ain't even tell her about the mixtape. I ain't even tell her about the video. Like, and it's not my fault, but I got to keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Right. So, I don't get mad, Fire. I'll never get mad at
you. I know you don't, but
my sister. Anybody mess with you, I'm going to shoot them in the fucking kneecap. And my cousin Mag got my back. I brought Mag on the phone. See, with a name like K-Mag, that kind of let them know, like, K's come out. I'm talking about K gonna come out.
Okay. So, you got anything else you wanna let everybody know about?
That's it, man. Just see me in the street, man. Like, I ain't got no rap for y'all. You know, you know what I'm saying? Look, man, see me in the street, man. I ain't got too much to say, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the street. My name Ran Live. Man, shout out to my cousin K-Mag, because I know too many people be like, yo, they feel like they dick eaters when they go out and reach somebody, but you ain't got to holler at me. Like, I don't care. Listen, I'm selling records. You want to make money. If you don't know how to get your stuff on Power 99, just come see me and bring 2 stacks with you. We make that happen. Look, bring 2 stacks with you. I'll make it happen. Man, we underground. But look, bring 2 stacks, bitch. I'm gonna take my 5 off the top and throw that 15 into another direction. You know what I'm saying? If you want to meet Wiz Khalifa or somebody else that blew up from PA, you know the call. Hook up with Fire Chick and tell Fire Chick, yo, you want to holler at Ran Live. I love everybody from Air It Out. I've been hearing some good music from all the artists. Big up to all the Air It Out artists. I see you in the street. North Philly till I die, man. Hunter Park, the bottom.
What's up? Look, I had to change the meat up on you. You want to eat that shit. But, all right, so you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff?
Listen, man, look, just Ran Live, R-A-N-L-I-V-E, and you got to be a dumb M-F-er, man, like if you don't know how to spell Ran Live, but I don't care, man, like because half of them don't, you know what I mean, listen to anyway, but if you do, look, man, Ran Live, I'm in the street, holler at me, man, I'm a real G, man, ain't too much to say. I love Fire Chick. I'm telling you, Fire, and yo, that's my baby girl. I love y'all. I'm turned up, man. I don't know how to turn in. So this next track y'all about to hear is never, I did like, you know, a little freestyle that never broke again. This is strictly off the top. So everybody, you know, enjoy it and just stay in touch, man. Ran Live, Fire Chick, Air It Out Radio, man. I'm going to start coming to all our events. So you see me in the street, man. If you don't like me, you want to fight me, just tell me come outside. Oh, and we can do that in the back. Just make sure you don't call the cops and make sure you don't mess up.
Don't tell them all that. Like, we going to get this track. Ran Live.
Yeah,
because
I'm trying to let niggas know, man. Like, it's too many fake boys.
Ran Live, NBA.
Never broke again. Yo, man, I was trying to tell my nigga no. What up, bro? It's gonna be fun, man. We drive your Ferrari for the first time.
What? I thought it was gonna be fun when you fuck all the heavyweight fight. Never broke again, never broke again. I'll be with the girl and the friend. And he mess again, hit me on my jaw. She don't speak, no English. But she wanna be with my team. I'm the A-man. You ain't on nothing, you ain't know that shit exists. Why, nigga, cause you ain't on no fucking A-list. I'll be with the ballers and the stars, rolling through my city.
Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Shout out to Ran Live. And that was his track, NBA. You know what I mean? Check out the website, air.radio.net. I'm going to be pushing a couple of the my tweets and stuff as far as like these events that are coming up. So I always got to check my Facebook and Twitter and Instagram in case y'all want to find out anything. Let me get a couple shout outs really quick on Twitter, see what's popping over here. Shout out to Tone, WPD Records. Shout out to China. Let me see, Streck, Desperado. What up, what up? Instagram, Miss Betty, BYC. Shout out to her. She was doing some extra promo for me on Instagram. You know what I mean? Shout out to Mac and JK. I'm sorry. Ricky Scarfo. What up, what up? And what is this? OG Pooski? OG Pooski. And Presidents? I hope I said that right. I'm terrible with names. So don't pay me no mind. Shout out to Reese Robanga, Ziggy Jetson. All right. And Team Wild. Shout out to Team Wild. You know what I mean? They're going hard. They'll be on August the 4th right here on Air It Out Radio. Right along with my boy, This Is 50. This is 50 from, of course, 50, the whole show, and Jack Thriller, he'll be on August the 4th. I can't wait. I'm super excited about that. You know what I mean? He's actually the most requested person that people always ask me. They'd be like, can you get Jack Thriller on? So he's most requested, and a lot of people don't ask me to get certain people on, but he's the main one that they requested the most, right? I don't know if you heard this or not, but LeBron, they fighting over his jersey, and also, what is it, number 6 and number 23? They fighting over that? Really? That's what y'all do? And also, too, they said his jerseys are sold out. That's crazy. He got that crazy-ass buzz over there. Okay, so shout-out to LeBron. And Remy will be home in, like, 6 days. Can't wait. I put in for my interview. I'm praying, crossing my fingers, you know what I mean, every day that they say yeah. So I don't know. I know she probably going to want some bread, but we're going to see. Hopefully we can just get a phone interview and keep it moving. All right. Kenya Moore, she fell the fuck down in Las Vegas. Crazy. Trying to do her little twirl and do her little runway walk. So, yes. Kenya Moore. I actually like Kenya. Everybody be hating on her, but Don't hate on my girl, Kenya. And I cannot wait for Lucy to drop Friday. I am dying to see that fucking movie. Friday, it goes down. Lucy, shout out to everybody that is, like, movie fanatics. So, I'm a movie fanatic, and I can't wait to see that movie. All right, we got my boy, Mr. Mike, coming up a little later. We're going to get all up in his business and find out what's going on with this award show. I'm a third degree, y'all. I'm a third degree, and we're going to get all up in his business and find out what the heck is going on with this award show. How can we get on? How can we get in? How many minutes? I hope you're ready. So I'm going to grill him. Don't worry, y'all. You know I got y'all. You know I got y'all. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him for y'all. And we're going to find out what's up with him and Hollywood Hemi, you know. And I love Hollywood Hemi's song, you know what I mean? Hyper Than You Niggas. Hopefully somebody will call up and they'll request that song a little bit later. But I played it a few times on the show, and that's my favorite song from Hollywood Hemi. So shout out to him. Shout out to Philly. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in for right now. And we're going to keep it moving. Make sure y'all hit up them lines, 323-642-1470. Make sure your ass pressing 1 if you want to talk, okay? All right? Shout out to all the newbies. But listen, I'm going to tell you, we go in order. We do not favor on this show. I am so sorry. They hate it, but we go in order. All right, everybody's name down. And I can see how long you've been on. And if you hang up or click over, it goes back to 0, so that means you was bullshitting on the line. Just letting you know. I can see how long you've been on, how long you actually been on. I don't know if y'all know that or not. How long you've been on and all that stuff. Call ID, I can see your number and everything. So don't try to fuck with me. I got it. I'm like 10 steps ahead of you, all right? That's how black it is. All right, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. We're going to keep it moving, all right? I'm going to go to 4511, Air It Out Radio. What up?
Yo, what's up? Fire.
What up? Who this?
It's Tone. What's good with you?
Tone, tell everybody where you from.
I'm from the DMV area. I'm rapping them hard, you know, just trying to put on for my city.
Okay. Okay. Well, what you think about the topic for tonight? Do you think your friend should charge you? You know what I mean? If they blow up?
I don't think of that. Because, you know, people done helped you get to where you at. So why not reach back and help somebody else?
How long they got to do it for free, though? I mean, do you think it should be a limit?
I mean,
you think they should always do it for you for free?
I mean, it's not going to become a all the time thing. Maybe every once in a while, but you know, it's just to help out, you know.
Right.
I got
people
help that
help
do shit for me. Yeah, people that help me out, so I'm gonna help them out. You know, that's how you
right.
get to the top. In my eyes, for real, you ain't gotta be stingy and greedy and shit. You just do what you gotta do.
Stingy and greedy, or you mean they ain't got to be about business? Kill them for being business?
It could be about business. You
okay.
could still do it and it be about business. All you got to be on is some, like, okay, I'm about to put you on, so when niggas start fucking with you, you do the same for me.
It could
be some shit like that.
All right, definitely. So what's going on with you music-wise?
Well, I'm in the process of completing my mixtape called Different Tones. It's basically all types of flows, and it's not sticking to one topic. It's like everywhere, but, you know, it's just different, you know? Everybody doing the same shit. I'm trying to switch it up several different ways.
Okay. So you got any performances, any showcases coming up?
Not currently. Nah.
Okay.
I mean,
we gotta work on it. We gotta work on it.
Yeah, definitely. That's something I gotta work on. But I've been working like a dog.
Been working like a dog. Okay. That's what's up. I'm glad to see you working and staying busy as you should. As you should. So, you got anything else you want everybody to know about? You want freestyle? Anything?
You want freestyle fire?
Hey, I mean, it's your time. Whatever you want. If you don't, it's cool. If you don't feel up to it, don't pressure yourself.
Nah, I ain't gonna give it to him this week. I'm gonna wait till next week.
You gonna wait till next week? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Cause I'm gonna have a beat and everything.
Oh shit. You gonna bring your whole beat for the show.
I did that the first time. Remember, you ain't try to play me. Like, I had to wait till the very end of that shit. And freestyle, he was like, all right, bye.
Yeah, right? Nah, it's cool. Hey, you come with your own shit. I ain't mad at you.
I
want to
hear you freestyle.
I don't freestyle. I'm sorry. Y'all got me on that one. I'll give that to you. You don't want to hear me freestyle. I suck. I'll tell you.
You got to be an artist in some type of way. What is your artistry? What are you?
I am an artist. I write. I songwrite. I can't freestyle to save my life. Unless I'm drunk. Then I kind of like bullshit around. But then I'm corny.
you got to know
what you're good at. And that's not my best feature. So.
Okay. I respect that. You honest with it. You Future.
But songwriting, I burn a lot of y'all motherfuckers up. Just saying, I'm saying. Like,
I think I'll be a
I could brag about
songwriter.
That. I would y'all could, fuck up, most of y'all.
I think I'll fuck you up in a songwriting fire for real.
Challenge.
No bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we'll see. We'll see. Just for that, I might play you one of my tracks on the show. We might see. Y'all might hear something from Aaron.
Oh,
Radio.
I love that.
Fire
I
chick.
Love that.
Yeah, okay. All right. We're going to see. Right. But we're going to get into one of your tracks. You want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that
good stuff? I'm on Twitter at Trippy Tiger Tone, SoundCloud, T1. I'm going to post the link on Twitter so you could get the info from there from my SoundCloud. This song we're about to get into is an exclusive. Shout out to Fire. It's called Heart, you know. Everybody go hard. Let it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, let it. I ain't know you was done that quick. I'm saying, trying to find a damn track. Thanks a lot. My period. Okay. I'm sorry. Air Dot Radio. You got me on that. So hard. Air Dot Radio. Smack.
He been going so hard, tattoo, cover whole body, so to toe, to a little one, he been going so hard. my wife might go to Jamaica. But living life ain't about a vacation. Better living good cause you are with Jamaican. Smoke so good that we are in Jamaica. You can see me now, I'm a star in the making. Make the right decisions, you are with Jamaican.
Hey, it's the best kept secret.
Bitch, I've been going so hard. Forgot I had God, cause I've been going so hard, I've been going so hard, I don't even know where to start, cause I've been going so hard, I've been going so hard, that I forgot where I'm from, cause I've been going so hard, I've been going so hard, that I will like cars, make you take a trip that's smart.
It's that Chick Fire, make sure y'all tune in every Monday, 10 to 1, smack.
Yeah, this High Def, you now tuned in to Air It Out Radio with that Chick Fire. Don't make me smack the shit out you.
Ow!
Air It Out Radio with that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, of course. Okay, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to my boy Tone for coming on, playing hard, you know what I mean? And showing some love. Make sure y'all hit each other up on Twitter. And if y'all got anything that y'all need me to tweet, definitely hit me up, Air It Out Radio, and I can retweet that joint so people can follow you. That's a good way of everybody kind of staying together on the show. All right, tonight's topic is, do you think, you know, your boy or your girl or your friend or whatever that makes it, got signed, got a deal, or whatever the hell they got, they may be a big-ass movie star or whatever the case is, do you think they should charge you, you know, once they get big? You know, do you think they should give you a discount or maybe just maybe one time or whatever? That's the topic for tonight. Make sure y'all hit up them lines and press 1 if you want to talk. Shout out to Nessie and Frankie. They'll be on August the 11th as well. And I'm excited about that. All right. So, you know what I mean? Air It Out Radio is doing a little time. You know what I mean? But we really try to get this Remy interview. Like, I'm so stuck on it. And shout out to Mitch, too. I got my fingers crossed for this, you know, Young Jeezy interview as well. Me and Mitch, you know, are pretty good friends. I met him in VIP, and he was like, yeah, you know, I'm Kelly's manager, and I'm Fabulous manager. I was like, oh, shit, I got the fucking connect. So, you know, it's always good to go to different events, and you never know who's who, because he did not look like no manager. He was just a regular plain person. So you never know who's who. So it's always good to, you know, connect with motherfuckers, all right? Anyway, keep it locked, all right? I'm giving away 2 tickets to see August, okay? In September. He's going to be at the TLA. I'm super excited to see that. And my girl Keisha Cole will be there August the 1st. I will be seeing her ass. Shout out to Rand Live. He was just online. He won 2 tickets. So you'll see him there. I would definitely take pictures of that, him and whoever he decides to take. And, you know, I'm in my promo bag. I always got to get that. All right, so anyway, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more and find out what's going on. Air It Out Radio, 7355. Who this? Hello? 7355, that's you.
Yes, hello?
What's going on? Who's this?
Hey. What's up, Fire? This Amy. It's Hollywood.
You're supposed to be like, I'm hyper than you, nigga. Look, I'm telling you, I probably could perform your song better than you. I'm telling you, I know just about all the words.
No,
don't I be bugging you about that song.
Yo,
don't
you,
I be bugging you.
Listen. You be like, yo, Hemi, when you gonna do that, Joe? Like, I love that shit. I miss that Joe. The show that we had at Belmont and everything, that was crazy.
Yeah,
but no, because what happened when you clicked over, I don't know, my phone, somebody was calling me, so I had tried to, I clicked over, I think you was on hold, and my homie had called me, so I had to hang up, with him, it was crazy.
Nah, you came right on time, you good.
I came on time, that's what's up. So what's good?
Ain't this your first time on the show?
It's my first time on the show, first time calling.
Exactly.
First time.
Mm-hmm. All meeting shit. all late.
I know. I'm sorry. I should have been here. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mr. Mike was like, yeah, get your ass on there. Call up there tonight. Yeah.
Like, he get on there. He be on my top too. He be calling me like, yo, Heen, look, you need to be on this joint. Get in the studio. Listen, we gotta do this. We going to New York. We going to this. Sometimes, I hope he ain't listening right now, but sometimes I'll be calling, I'll just be avoid his number. I'll be like, man, I ain't answer this shit. He's going to burn my goddamn ear off.
Oh, he's definitely
off.
Listening,
eating
his pizza right now. He's listening.
Sorry, Mr. Mike, but sometimes I don't answer. He's burning my ear off. I don't feel like talking.
But that's good, though. You need a productive manager or you wouldn't be doing nothing, right? You want that.
True.
So,
that's right.
Okay.
But what's up,
so,
Maya? What's the topic?
The topic for tonight is, do you think, like, if your friend blew up, right, you know what I mean, made it big time, do you think they should charge you for 16 or to come at one of your events or your after parties or something like that or your listening party, or they should give you a discount, a break, or what?
I mean, you know, it depends on the type of homie it is. Like, if it's somebody I grew up with, like, we both, you know, we both went some out together, party together, did everything together, you know what I mean? And I said it's either if I make it, you make it, one of us go pull each other in. I don't think you should charge me. I think be like, yo, Heen, you my dog, I'm a lookout, boom, you win. But if somebody that I know, you know, I could understand if like, yo, Heen, look, I got, you know what I mean, blah, blah, whatever. But at the same time, you know, if you know I'm nice, it depends on who nice. A lot of niggas be talking.
Yeah, but you got
to
remember,
blah, blah,
you
blah,
eventually going to blow up too, and then you going to want them to, then you going to be like, damn, I could be getting 30 G's for this shit. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, you, right. You going to want it
that's
in return.
That's real shit, though. You going to be wanting to get paid. You going to be like, fuck this free shit. Like, come on, man, I can't do this all
time. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he's my man, like, you know, of course, because if you know I'm nice, you know what I'm saying? Definitely pull me in. You know what I mean? You know, don't. I mean, if you have to charge me, you know what I mean, and it is what it is. You know what I mean? You know, I'll pay it. Don't matter. But at least don't kill me. You know what I'm saying? But
right,
I'm gonna get
right.
on. I'm gonna represent. I'm gonna represent regardless. You know what
there
I'm
you
saying?
Go. Okay.
But you know, I mean, it is what it is. I'm, you know, a lot of dudes.
I'm like,
out
you don't
here,
kill me. Like, don't kill me.
Right. don't kill
it.
Me.
Just give me a discount.
Not a 16. Give me an 8. Just give me an 8 or something. Give me 4 bars or something. That's all I need.
Yeah, exactly.
How much for 4 bars? You know what I mean? Shit. But you know, hey, you know, but hey, I mean, you know, it's all love. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I just go out here. Get hyper than these niggas, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm all about the music.
Right.
That's what it's all about. That's what it comes down to. I'm writing. As Miss Mike probably would say, here, get right into it. We got the show coming up next this Thursday, coming up July 24th at the Mazzani Super Club, Young E release party. You know what I'm saying? I'm performing, or possibly performing. But the biggest thing after that is August 7th. It's a video shoot at Vanity Nightclub. My video shoot, Hollywood's Heeny for intro, 07 Market Street, something like that. But it's going to be crazy, like, you know what I mean? All my Dodge City niggas is going to be, oh, my God. We just shot the Dodge City. You know Inferno, the video dude, Inferno?
Mm-mm, no, Mr. Mike was trying to tell me about it. I was trying to, I still didn't know who he was.
Well,
but...
Yeah, well, he's pretty known. Like, I know a lot of hood niggas probably listening right now. They know the Bull Inferno. Like, he shot a lot of celebrities, but, like, he just shot the Dodge City video. You know what I mean? Dodge City is like a little outskirts. It's like the outskirts of South Philly. I mean, Southwest Philly. You know what I'm saying? People know the Happy End, Island Avenue, and all that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of from there, too. I'm from there in West Philly, but, you know, all my niggas is out there, too. Like, we was, like, 16 deep in this video, like, it's crazy, like, it's gonna drop probably, like, tomorrow, like, Inferno just did the video shoot, it's crazy, a bunch of goons in there, bunch of gangsters, you know what I mean, it's going down, bunch of G's, bunch of players.
Well, when's your next performance, like, when you got some stuff coming up, as far as performance-wise?
This Thursday, the 24th.
Yeah.
So I might do Hyper Anthem. If you're gonna be there, I'm gonna do Hyper Anthem. You gonna be there? I'm gonna do Hyper Anthem for you.
I'm gonna try to be at that one. I don't know 100%. I don't know 100% because I looked at the schedule and I'm like, I kind of like see another event that's the same day. So
it'll get taped.
We're gonna say
it'll get taped. Yeah, it'll get taped anyway. You know, it's gonna be recorded either or. But you can't make that on August 7th. It's a video shoot at Vanity Nightclub, but that's supposed to be the next time I'm performing. You know, I'm gonna do that joint along with the Nina Boys. Shout out to the Nina Boys Uptown. Shout out to Mr. Mike. Shout out to the crew. He on the low right now, but he about to put something out all crazy on people's.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to get away from saying the N-I-G-G too. I'm trying to start saying
right,
music.
Right. That's cool.
Start a
you're
movement.
Trying though. You're doing
movement.
Good though. You're doing good. All right.
You know what I mean?
All right. So, all right, you gotta give us the scoop on Mr. Mike. Is he a new manager? We want the scoop.
Oh, Mr. Mike is a great manager, man. I can never ask for better. I know he's probably blushing right now.
Yeah, he's probably blushing right now.
He's probably somewhere eating pizza. I love Mr. Mike. he's smoking his ass right now. Like, damn, I love that motherfucker. Nigga, you even love it,
right?
No, but Mr. Mike, that's my boy, man. We came a long way. He watched me ever since I did my first joint. I was rapping with my crew back in the day. You know what I'm saying? He seen me there, you know what I'm saying? I did my song, Two Step. He loved me ever since, and, you know, he's definitely a good promoter. He gets you any club in the city. He gets you any club out of the city. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now, you know what? You candy coating stuff now, because I gotta know the scoop. And you don't gotta go too deep into it, because you know I'm gonna ask you, all right?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Ms.
What
Fire,
happened with
William,
the situation
Wendy?
With the other manager? Okay.
Oh,
on good
you
terms.
Go.
Okay, just say this. Are y'all on good terms? Y'all cool?
We are cool.
Was it mutual?
We are cool.
Y'all cool?
No, we cool. Yeah, we cool. Okay. What happened was, you know what I mean, we was working together. My first song, one of my first joints that I did, you know, he had produced or whatever. You know, he made... And, you know, we basically were supposed to go far with it. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rob. You know what I mean? He's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
Brooks.
Yeah, you know, he's doing his thing. So, you know, we always was cool. You know what I mean? But he knew my motivation. He knew my mind state. He knew, like I got to get this paper. I want to make this music. I got to go. And he was working. He was grinding heavy. And he was in the grind, and you know he was, you know, it was taking a little time. He was taking a little time. He was working all the time. You know, I'm impatient, and he I guess he know that
all
by now.
I'm
a very impatient guy. Like I want to get out there. I want to get this money.
Right.
And you know, it was like, you know, I understand where he was going with it. You know, he was taking it. I explained it to him. Me and him personally had a conversation. I was explaining it to him too. I said, you know, I just want to get out there. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to get my music out there. I'm too hot to be sitting. I'm too hot to be just chilling. Ooh. Like, I'm... No, seriously. I'm just too hot to be just, you know what I mean, waiting. I got to get out there. Like, I understand. I got respect for a lot of MCs, a lot of rappers out there. You know, they hot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people out here, you know, got good music. Some people don't have good music. You know, but at the same time, everybody doing their thing. And I just know that I'm just as hot or maybe hotter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then a lot of these guys out here, and you know, I've been doing this from the muscle. Yeah, I've been doing this from the muscle from day one, and you know, I mean, it's just my music. You know, I mean, it's just the way I write. I mean, I feel like when I'm writing, I feel like I'm a god. I'm Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
I'm just a prophet. That's how you know. Not.
That's like the highest of the high over there.
Yes.
Okay,
you know,
listen,
Eminem said the same thing. He said, why be a king? Why be a boss when you could be a god? You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I look at it, Emmy. You know, and I mean, I look at the rappers like that, like Eminem, Nas, you know, Jay-Z, you know. I'm old.
Listen, I ain't mad at you. You know, you're supposed to think highly of yourself. So, all right, listen, since you're new on the show and you haven't been on in forever, and I want to add that I played your song on here and you haven't been on here, like, in interludes while, you know, I was doing stuff. So I need some bars. Like, what's up? Can a bitch get
you
a bar?
You need a bar?
Yeah. Can we get a 16?
I'll give you a 16.
Okay. See, boom. There you go.
I'm going to go in my bag. This is 16 from the block.
Tell him why you got it, son.
55th Street right here. This 55th Street work. I said, you can find this on YouTube. I said, I ain't rapping ages. I'm still hot with a Glock pack to gauges. See me, smarter than a dictionary, a Pulp Fictionary. I'm a big celebrity. I'm too smooth, rap with a bop, I bury. You two dudes want to battle, Aqua, hurry. I'ma put you in the dirt, lift up your little skirt. You ain't fucking with him, you's just a little flirt. Baseball bat to your face, it'll hurt. Blood's just gushing, I'm cutting in a murk. Yo, I'm too nice with pens. The ink is like the money. It'll put me right in the bins. Do you think I'm going to blow up? Well, life depends. And a pipe so right, get your wife to cleanse. It's heamy. I'm a nuclear bomb ready to blow. I don't discuss my money with hoes. Bulletproof windows. He ain't toting on the endo. Truck full of nymphos and Trojan packs. I'm a boss, so our flaws can't hold me back. Never messing around with the phony cats. It's a 2005 flow, hydro smoke. My eyes low, get killed and die slow. For real and 5-0, could get you for hot dough. My niggas is too fast, my niggas is not slow. Your pops stole the city, the gats pop. The crackheads will bug you for crack rock and slug you in that night, a hug you in courtrooms. A judge's decision committing more wounds. F your religion, killing more soon. Either life in the pen or sleep in the morgue room. Then they'll toe tag you up and use a lost one. Or you should let think twice before the floor.
Air it out radio.
You know niggas don't know how to
stop. Man, I stopped right in time. I forgot 16.
Nah,
16.
You was good though. You was good. Yeah, niggas be like, yo, you can have a 16 right into you. Damn. Nah, but that's what I appreciate that.
That's old though. That's old. That's an old five.
That's old.
Flow,
that's light. That's light.
Yeah, that's light. That's real light. That's super light. That's super light right
son,
there.
Tell him why you got, son.
Super light.
That's how
the
New Yorkers be. Tell him why you got, son.
Yo,
tell him why you mad, son. Yo, they do that shit all the time. It should be
Oh, hey, Fire. Hold up, Fire. Let me, I just want to give a shout out, my man Raw Bucks, Free Raw Bucks. You know what I'm saying? My boy, you know Raw Bucks. He goes crazy on the shows. I mean, I want to give a shout out to my nigga Santos, killing Philly right now. He's young Santos, up and coming right now, killing all these niggas, like real shit. Like, that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? I met him for the first time.
He's so nice.
Oh yeah, you know what I mean?
I call him
Mr. Power 99 because he's heating up the whole Power 99 thing right now.
Okay.
But if they go out and get that CD, highly anticipated, Hollywood's Heaney, you know what I'm saying? It's about to be in Sounds Up with Darby again next week. I had to get some more copies because niggas was going in grabbing all crazy.
Right.
But I got him and Raw Bucks on the joint, you know what I'm saying, on the CD. So hopefully check that joint out. Oh, you could check me on that piff, too. I'm on that piff, so Hollywood theme with an S.
All right.
Hey, I can go all night.
I know. I got to get ready to go, though. They're going to cuss me out.
I know.
He ain't even a guest, yo. What's up, son? Tell him why you got, son.
Tell him why you got.
Yeah.
I already know.
You
crazy.
You want to give him your Facebook, Twitter, and then we're going to jump into the track.
Yeah, my Facebook is Hollywood's Heamy. That's HOLLYWOODF. You know what I mean? S at the end. Everybody be like Hollywood Heamy. It's not Hollywood Heamy. It's Hollywood.
Uh-oh.
My last name is Woods. So just think of Tiger Woods. When you think of Tiger Woods, think of Hollywood. So, I mean, Hollywood's Heamy. Facebook, Instagram, Hollywood's 1980. See, I be forgetting. I'm like, and shit. Hollywood's 1980 Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
My Twitter is Hollywood's 1980. Easy, you know, real easy. You know, links to get to me. You know, that piff Hollywood's 1980. You know, real easy. You know what I'm saying? About nothing. Just be like, damn, what's his name again? Hollywood's 1980.
Hollywood.
Okay.
All right, well, hit me up on Twitter so I can retweet whatever you got going on. So in case they missed all that. Okay.
I got you, Fire. Listen, right. I'm out right now. I got a red cup in my hand. You know what that means.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Trouble.
But I'm gonna tell my manager to do it. Then I'm definitely gonna do it tomorrow. But yeah, definitely check out the August. Look, I'm just talking. Like my
I know. We gotta go. We gotta
promotion.
Get into this track because we gotta
okay,
play
okay,
the whole
I'm sorry.
Thing.
Okay, go ahead. I'm gonna keep on listening.
Nah, we gotta
listening.
Get rid of you. Like we gotta get the hype.
All right. Be safe. I love you.
All right, there it is. Air it out radio. Radio is that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Hollywood Hemi. You know what I mean? Hyper than you niggas. Okay. The more than the 16 and everything else. Shout out to him for his first time calling in. Y'all can always hit up the line. Yeah. 323-642-1470. I'm sorry. I'm up here like slobbering and shit. It's too much Playboy energy drink. You know what I mean? Got it going on. Shout out to everybody that had tasted one of them. Is it tasted word? A tasted word? I'm sorry, I'm making them all kind of words today. Shout out to everybody that has tasted one that you before. I don't know if y'all have or not, but sometimes I feel a little sexiness going on. You know how I've never done ecstasy before, but you know how like they say you when you touch somebody and you get that little yeah, you know, you just feel like you need to get some after that. So, yeah, you know how it is. But anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Tonight's topic is, what do you think that your, you know, your friend or your boy or your girl, whatever, should, and y'all been friends forever, should they charge you if they blow up? You know what I mean? You want them to come out to a party and whatever, and they be like, yo, I need 30 stacks, dog. Like, I'm not stepping foot, so I get 30 stacks. You're like, bitch, I fucking know you since fucking, we was in diapers and shit. Like, for real? See, that's some shit I say. Like, motherfucker, please. I'm paying you from Jersey, motherfucker. That's that Jersey, then that Jersey talk really start coming. Bitch. You know, you got to hit him with the bitch first. You know what I mean? Bitch. What? Yeah. You know, I'm sorry. That's how I start getting angry and whatnot. Shout out to everybody that's on the line tuning in. I didn't get a chance to really talk about my events and stuff that I got coming out because I'm still organizing a lot of them. And I keep changing my mind. So, I had this meeting with Hard Rock Cafe, and I'm really trying to do something over there. I changed my mind so much, but, you know, it's a little difficult when you're dealing with other people's property. You know what I mean? But anyway, shout out to Hard Rock Cafe. I want to do something over there, and I want to bring the tour over there. If you've never seen the tour, definitely go to YouTube and, you know, Google that. Or you can always go to my website, Air It Out Radio, and look at, you know, the past shows and stuff like that on the website, right? And I usually give away $500. I don't know if I'm going to do that with this tour right here, but I'm really doing it for my promo, all right? And if you don't know, I will be giving away a slot to the Hip Hop Weekly. Yes. And I kind of paused on that because I'm going to tell you why, all right? They want me to go and interview Benzino. That's number one. They want me to, I was supposed to do it in New York, and some things happened, and, you know, I said, no, let's just wait, because it felt like we was rushing, so it's best for me just go out there a little bit later. Anyway, they want me to interview Benzino, and then I can make the move, but I really want to do a showcase with them, and I'm getting the approval from that first, so we can do something with Hip Hop Weekly, and then have Benzino help promote it and put it in the mag and all that shit. So I'm really trying to hold off, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of things still on the burner, but I'm not in a rush. So if not happen this year, they don't happen. But it's going to be some things happening. I'm not in a rush to do anything. I'm just letting y'all know. So shout out to everybody that's super patient with me and dealing with my madness, okay? Shout out to Dunny. You know, I'm going to be working with him also, too, to get a couple of people in his studio. I'm going to do, like, an air it out session and just, you know, hijack his studio for a few hours and go in there. And we just going to go ham, and I'm going to let everybody do what they need to do. And Nitty Beats, what up, what up? We working on something, too. With, hopefully, we can get Young Jock involved. So that's really what the holdup is about. So I got a lot of things I'm working on. I'm just super slow because, you know, I'm working on everybody else's schedule. So that's pretty much what it is. So shout out to everybody that's being patient with the tour. All right. We're going to keep it moving. And hopefully, my guest is ready. And we're going to go to him and see if we can get all up in his business. Let me see if he ready right now. Mr. Mike, are you ready for me?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Mike, the man of the hour. You know what I mean, Mr. You know, having this award show, getting the
oh, yeah,
I know
oh,
his.
I heard everything he needs to hear too.
Yeah, right. What you think about
that's
that?
That's why I love him. See, that's why
right?
I love him.
I know he said that too. He said you would say that too. And then when you start spitting, right, I'm like, she don't know what she did, boy. He ain't going to. I know, right? Like, what did I do? I'm just like, get him, he get him. Yeah, get. Ooh. But that's why I love you, man. Yes, indeed. Okay. Yes, indeed. So, Mr. Mike, you are like blowing up right now. You know what I mean? You are the one that is creating this whole buzz with the new award show, annual award show, you know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
you
know what I mean?
That's what it's all about.
So what made you decide to start this whole award show and just create your own little thing? Why not follow the trend? What made you decide to say, fuck it, you know what, I'm doing this shit?
Well, because, to be honest and keep it 100 without starting a whole bunch of controversy.
Right.
Because I used to always hear about the Philadelphia Hip Hop Awards, like, at the last minute. And, you know, as a manager who's a manager of an artist that's hot, who I think is hot, I think he deserves a shot at being nominated and running for one of those awards. So for a long time, I've been contemplating that and thinking about it. So this year, I actually put it in effect. And this is no disrespect to nobody.
Right.
Anything like that, because it is called Indie Artist Award Show.
Right.
So it's another outlet for artists like my artist, who's been grinding everything, to, you know, to maybe get shine on another outlet. So
right.
That's how I got the idea, and that's how I started that. I'm glad it's catching on, too.
It is catching on, because what I did was, I've definitely tagged a lot of people on Facebook. Yeah, I know you're not friends with me on Facebook, but they was, you know, a lot of people was responding to it. So, you know, and I think it's a good opportunity. So it should do well.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And, you know, all this out there that's working hard and grinding, you know, and you can tell the ones that, like, that's actually serious and make good songs and stuff like that, because that is the key. Be the ones that you won't see, you know, nominated for those awards.
Right. Now, anybody can nominate themselves. Anybody can nominate whoever else, right?
Yeah, it's open to the public. And we need, we actually need more female nominees. That's where we're lacking. Promoters, they can get signed to managers like myself. And let it be understood, let it be known that because I'm starting this, to kind of knock me out the box for an award.
Right.
But, you know, you got to sacrifice something.
Right. Right. So as far as, you know, all you're making it public to everybody, and it's going to be on your website, right? All they got
to
do is just go over there and make a comment. Mm-hmm.
TurnThatUp.net. Click on the PIAA page. Go down to the comment box. Leave a name of an artist, promoter, manager that you think is worthy of award. As soon as you click send, I'll see it. And you can also check out the nominees that's on it. Some nominees are posted. I have to update it, stuff like that. But so far, so good.
Now, what if it's somebody that just, you know, can people from Jersey get in there? Or is definitely just Philly?
It's open to the tri-state.
It's open to tri-state?
Even though it's called Philadelphia, Philly Indie Arts Award Show, but it's not just exclusive to Philly artists.
Okay. You're not scared?
You're not
scared of the heat that you might get saying, you know, it is open to the tri-state when you're saying it's from Philly? It's the Philly artist?
No. I don't think I should get no heat. I don't see why.
Okay.
No,
because it's from Philly. You said Philly. By you saying Philly, then we thinking it's straight up Philly.
Yeah. Well, if they ask, then I explain it. They can't
there
understand that.
Yeah, break it down.
Yeah,
break it down for
yeah. But no, okay. It's you know, so far so good. I want to thank everybody for their support and pushing and stuff like that, especially you, Fire. Thank you for your posts and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, it's the beginning stage. We definitely gonna go ahead with it. You know, I know you're still organizing everything and. Do we have a place yet? You know, I know you told me, but I got to ask because the public don't know.
Yes, it's going to be at Vanity Nightclub. Vanity Nightclub, the first Thursday in December. So whatever
okay.
that date is, the first Thursday in December, is going to be at Vanity Nightclub. Now, if you want to check out Vanity Nightclub and check out what Turn That Up Entertainment is about, and be in my artist Hollywood Hemi video and see Hemi perform. Come out August the 7th, Randy Nightclub, to Hip Hop Thursdays, which will be the first Thursday of every month starting August the 7th. Did y'all catch all that?
If they didn't, they can always go back and rewind it. But I know I'm promoting it. You know, I'm promoting that event. And it was, I've seen the flyer up, so I've been, like, posting it here and there. So, you know, definitely. So why December?
Just the end of the year.
The end of the year. Okay.
Yeah, so the thought process started in January. I just posted up a couple of months ago. If you see the first flyer, the flyer you see now is not really actually the first flyer. That was a promo flyer before that, kind of announced
okay.
it. That was the flyer that kind of put it in effect for everybody to start nominating. Now, the nominations is broken into two parts.
Uh-oh.
The first part is what we're going through now, and that's when we people pick nominees. Now, the nominees, the top four nominees from each category, those are ones that's going to be invited out come December. And that's the
okay.
that's the second part. And it's solely based on good work ethic, which means that, you know, artists are doing their thing, they're grinding, they're making good music. And let that be the key word here, good music, and they got a buzz. But it has to be an equal balance. Both, you know, you just can have a crazy buzz, but your work ethic ain't bad, or vice versa.
Right.
And
that's
sooner
true.
Or later, I'm bringing judges in and all that good stuff. So it should be.
Well, who are the judges? Who are the judges? Or you don't know offhand?
I know, but I'm not going to say because I gotta confirm it, like to confirm
okay.
anything before I put out there.
Right.
I don't need them yet until. I get down to the actual four people for each category. And once again, we need more female artists and promoters. You know, artists, you know, there's a lot of artists. But female artists, singers, models. I even got a category for models, too.
Oh, wow.
So those
okay.
would be the categories that we lack. Models, female artists, promoters, and producers. Everything else
and
is
producers?
Kind of taking care of itself. Yes, producers.
And radio
it's
shows?
Like, yeah,
no?
But see, we're going... I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you mentioned that. Because what we're going to
okay.
do, right, I was talking to my help, and they suggest that first that we extend it to at least September, and we add on a couple more categories.
Okay.
So we will be doing that.
Okay,
I think
there
DJ
you go.
Is one of them, too. Yeah, I think DJ is one of them, too.
Okay.
DJs. Or guest hosts.
What, guest hosts?
Yeah, guest
okay.
hosts is the flyaway saying DJ. But you are a DJ, though.
Okay. All right. So I'm excited, you know. Definitely excited. So what do they have to do to perform? Because artists want to perform. They always want to be a part of it. They want to know how can they get on.
They will have to contact Mr. Mike, and he's going to have to follow the flow. How do you follow my
flow?
that Google turned that up, and it come up. Everything will come up from Hemi videos to my artists, what I'm doing, and I'm definitely on Google because you know when I share stuff, I make sure I share on Google. So you can definitely catch the wave.
Okay, so pretty much they gotta just stalk you to on Instagram.
Yeah,
And stalk his website and all that good stuff to try to get on there. Yeah. Okay.
www.turnthatup.net and just Google.
And where you come
up
with that from? Where made you just come up with that? The name.
Well, I Googled the name and I found out everybody, you know, everybody ran with that turn it up thing. So
okay.
I did it the hip-hop way. I
and you just snatched that shit and was like, it's mine.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and I Googled it. I got got it registered. It's business registered and everything.
Okay, by the business.
Yeah, yeah. And right now, I'm the only person who would turn that up. If I turn it up, IT, but
right.
I'm the only one who would turn that up.
So which one do you enjoy more? Because I know you manage, I know you promote, and, you know, which one excites you the most? Like, if you had to just pick one.
Actually, the promoter aspect comes first. The artist aspect comes second. Because, like Amy was saying, I met him a little while back, and I was just doing parties, and I was finding entertainment for my party. And that's when I came across a couple of his friends that he know. And one thing led to another, and that's how the artist aspect came into to manage. And plus, I'm good at business. I have a degree from Community College of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm proud of it. I know it's CCP, but yes, Mr. Mike got a little sense. But my degree is in restaurant management. But I kind of like flip everything around. But and one thing led to another. So that's when I came up with Turn It Up Entertainment.
That's what's up. Well, you know, it's definitely going to be a big thing. And I know you have all these events coming up. And, you know, you can always come on the show and talk more about it. And
okay.
I know they dying to get to find out all the details more about performing and all that stuff. So y'all gotta hit him up on Instagram and stalk him. And stalk him, because you know it's coming. You just gotta be patient and just stalk him. No excuses. No excuses.
Hey, you gotta be somebody to get stalkers, I tell you that.
Yeah, well, listen, when they want to get in certain things, they got to. Like, you got to stalk people sometimes. You got to be like, yo.
Yeah.
You know, some Diddy
shit. And the artist thing going to be big. Hopefully next year. See, here's the real big picture. The real big picture, me, is to get Philly back on the map.
Okay.
Because at one point, you know, Philly needed to shut it. And we didn't kind of fell off, you know, ain't too many, you know. Artists, it's a lot of talent in Philly. So shout out to everybody that's grinding, but it is a lot of talent in Philly. But we all know that, you know, it just got to be that special something. And, you know, luck plays a little bit. Everything got to be lined up, you know, for that thing to be right. And now you don't want a record deal anyway. You want a distribution deal. But a lot of these artists don't know. They scheme about deals. You can get a distribution deal, but can you sell units?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
See, they don't understand it. That's why it's quick to holler, deal. But if you're not lining yourself up to be able to sell records, you know, then you be local.
Okay. Now, I know we're giving away a free slot over here on Air Dot Radio to perform. So I'm super excited about that. So one artist on the show from Air It Out. And I know who else is involved in it. I know Cindy, you know, she's helping. And who else is part of the team?
Cindy, so far, you, Cindy, and Yolanda.
Okay.
And I'm actually...
All girls, huh? Say, that's saying something.
Yeah. Yeah. For real, I'm being more productive like that too.
Right. Okay.
Plus, it's all women, strong women, strong black women.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. When we get it twisted, we ain't talking about no hood sisters right here.
We get hood if we need to, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I have one major question. So. What happens when, you know, the other award show finds out and y'all see each other out? Is there any problems? Is there any beef?
No.
It's no words?
Is it
all love?
Don't even ask that question. Don't even put that in.
Listen, you know I'm a host. I got to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, has anybody got to you and mentioned anything? Like, has it got back to you that you know of that he knows?
No.
No?
Not that
okay.
I know of. Uh-uh.
Okay. See, you know, I got to ask because you know the streets want to know. I'm just asking. Don't kill a messenger.
And the streets always know.
Right.
So that's why when the streets find out.
Right.
I know it's popping.
Well, I ain't going to lie. I've seen a couple likes that came out the woodwork, you know what I mean, today. I was like, why are you liking it? You know what I mean? We'll talk about it later. But, yeah,
but
you know, out the woodwork.
It's two stages. It's two stages for artists. That's totally how I see it. And maybe a third stage might come along. Who never know?
Right.
Well, I wouldn't be mad. What can I say?
Well, I'm excited, and I...
My game up.
There you
go. That ever happened.
Okay. So are you putting studios in a category? I don't know if you mentioned that or not.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Like, I wanted to be putting studios in there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, well, that's something to think about.
Can't have too many, it's definitely something to think about. But that definitely is a good one, though.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely is a good one.
Yeah, you know, fire, you know. Yeah, there you go. You give me a couple days, I'll be thinking about some other shit. Be like, yo, what about this, Mike? But
you know that, right?
All right, well, you got anything else you want to add? I know you want to talk about Hemi. And, he was on talking about everything. But, you know,
no,
you got anything
you
else
know,
you want to add?
Just see my vision. That's all. Follow my shows, Facebook. You'll see the flyers around, stuff like that. If you don't have copy Hemi CD, you gotta get one. That's one of the hottest CDs. No, as I said, one of the hottest CDs. And I know people probably saying, well, everybody say that, but you know, we stand behind our music. And just like Hemi, that's why, you know, it's probably going good together. I'm just like him, I'm a little cocky with it. When you get a copy, you know,
check
it out.
Right? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Good, other than that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Follow movement. Follow fire yourself. You got a nice little show going here.
You know how bitch try.
You curse
but,
a lot,
I know. I got a potty mouth when I'm on the show. Don't worry about that. So it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Honey.
Yeah. So, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter? We gave them out already, did we? Did you break it all
Turn that up.
Play
Loudwire? You play Loudwire?
Yes, because he played the other track, so you get to go to play the other one. So,
See, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all want everybody to see. They probably think me he be running off at the mouth, but, you know, the proof is in the music. The proof is in the music. Now, listen.
Right.
Listen to him go crazy. You think he just had a couple of drinks up in me, too? I can see Hemi right now.
He said he got the red cup going on, so, you know.
The red cup in his hand. That's my man, though.
It's going down. He need to Instagram that and send it to me. Yeah, fire. Got the red cup in my hand. Like, what's up? All right, so I'm going to let you introduce the track.
Okay, here we go, people. Turn that up, entertainment artist. Hollywood Hemi, listen as he go crazy like a live wire.
And we playing Ride, right? Just want to make sure. We playing Ride?
I play Live Wire.
Live Wire? I don't have Live Wire.
What you got, Lula?
I have Ride.
You got Lula, Ride? All right.
Yeah, I got Air Jordan. I'm like, Live Wire. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, which one are we playing?
I play
Air Jordan, Bad Girl Ride. That's what I got.
Oh, I just think, oh, God. Stupid.
You didn't send that.
All right, go with Ride.
All right. Air It Out Radio. Smack.
Fill the air and blow. got the horsepower in my gut, Benji'd up. See me whipping flow, go cross country. Y'all niggas breakfast and lunch, and I got the munchies. Riding through that back block where that crack rock and them fiends at. Plus a bunch of goons that'll leave you on your jeans back. So inherit my clutch game is prosperous. I poke a freak, best believe she topless. Like a convertible drop top candy paint, I will continue to give you this hotness. Fix your face, you lame, you punk faker. Bury you in Philly, leave your head in Jamaica. Catch me on the run, collecting paper. If you try to take it from me, best believe, nigga, I'ma cock that. Put your seat back, pull a clutch, kick it in gear. Get your weed up, fill the dust, then you rock back. Sunroof open, full of air, then blow it in the wind, pepper flowing, no fair. Cock that, put your seat back, pull a clutch, kick it in gear. Get your weed up, fill the dust, then you rock back. Sunroof open, full of air, then blow it in the wind, pepper flowing, no fair. Let's ride. Smoke from the pipe, cash a milli tonight. Thinking to myself, how much can my trunk hold? About three bodies, to blicker like a drum roll. Don't try to stop me, I'm quicker than any individual. You can eat my dust. The general got a full tank and thinking about trading in my base, thinking Lincoln. And cop a candy apple red plush Bugatti, so I can wake up and play that song, you got me. Or throw that throwback Biggie on, who shot ya? Stunting on you dudes, y'all my sons and papa. Mask call, curly hair, glove wearing pimp shoes. Emphasize chasing, I be pacing, I get loose. So I just
Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. All right. Shout out to Mr. Mike for coming through and requesting Hollywood Hemi Rad. You know, a couple people just asked me about is he the same guy that is having the award show and this award, the event that's happening on the 7th, August 7th. Yes, that is the same guy. I keep telling y'all, stalk his ass. All right, stalk his ass. He's on Instagram. You know, get in good. Go to the event on the 7th. Go break bread with him. Check him out. And then there you go. And then you can find out all the details you need to. All right. And that event is free. Okay. I don't know if y'all know, if y'all even read it. You know, y'all niggas don't read no flyers and shit for some reason. But y'all just look at the pictures, be like, oh, that's a pretty bitch on there. Let me check that shit out. Yo, start reading the fucking flyers, y'all. Y'all get on my fucking nerves with that shit. He's spending all his money getting a flyer, or your nigga hook you up for a flyer. Y'all motherfuckers don't read it. But anyway, yes. Please check out the Instagram pics and the flyer and get all the information. And definitely click on to, you know, what is it? I think it's Turn That Up Entertainment. ENT215. I think that's his Instagram. I'm going to post it on Twitter. So y'all can stalk his ass, okay? So, I know he like that motherfucking fire. All right, so tonight's topic, and I didn't get a chance to even ask him, but it's cool, though. Tonight's topic is, should your friend charge you? You know what I mean? Once they blow up. That is the topic for tonight. You know what I mean? So, make sure y'all hit up the line, 323-642-1470. Shout out to everybody that's being patient. Please be patient. You know, I would definitely get to everybody on the line, I promise you, okay? So, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 6408, what up?
What up with you?
What up? Who this?
It's the homeless son.
The homeless son. Are y'all really homeless?
Yes. Nah. Nah.
He said yes.
We're not really homeless.
Nah, you know I gotta ask. I'm just saying, like, what's the deal with
nah,
the
game? Nah, 98% humane society.
Oh, okay.
Humanity. 98% of humanity is homeless. Because they let people tell them what to do and judge them 24/7. They listen to it. And only 2% doesn't. We're that 2%.
Okay. He done broke the shit down and everything. Okay, so where is this 434 at? Where is that at?
That's VA.
VA? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, VA.
Okay.
In the building?
Yeah, well, you ain't in the building, but, you know, like, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, wait,
but not. You know
what? Like,
VA caught on
studio.
Here all the time. So shout out to y'all. Like, I love y'all niggas.
Word. We got a show. So, we got a show for VA Beats on August 9th.
Okay.
That's the Aqua.
And that's the VA
Aqua
too,
Club
said?
Aqua. August 9th.
Club, August 9th?
August
okay.
9th.
All right. So y'all making moves out there?
Yeah, we're making moves everywhere we can.
Mm.
There's a move to be made, we going to make it.
Okay.
We
I
are
like
the
move. That. I like that. So how many is in the group? Like, is it a whole bunch of y'all? Or is it...
It's two groups, but it's a label. You're a Homeless Son. It's Homeless Son ENT. We're a label. Under the label, you got 5 artists, 2 groups.
Okay.
We got the group, the Homeless Sons, which consists of me and my brother and 2 others. When we're all together, we'll make the 4. Then you got the Gemini Boys. Shout out to them. They Gemini. They rep for all the Geminis. They do everything out there.
Oh, Lord. Geminis.
Yeah.
Whew.
We get covered at all angles. We do it all.
Right. I see. You might be playing. Okay. You got to come to Philly. When the last time you been to Philly? Are you
I've been
done?
A while. I need a Philly cheesesteak.
Right. Right. I know that's right. That's all y'all know about Philly. We got to find something off of y'all. You said you're the cheesesteak. Cheesesteak. Ah, that's a stop though. All right. So what you think about the topic tonight? What do you think? Do you think that, you know, it's cool for your friend to charge you if they wanted to blow up in there?
Yeah, because I'm going to blow up with him. You know, say he going to get his
okay.
bread. I'm going to get my bread. I might as well say if I got bread, I'm going to shoot him some bread, too.
Right. Okay. All right.
So he can charge me because I'm going to charge him right back, and we're all going to make some money together.
Right. There you go. I like that. You know what? I guess I didn't really look at it like that. That's true. You got a point. So you're like, yo, you come to my shit, I'm going to, you know, get my money back, and then I'll pay you back or whatever. Yeah. Okay. That might work. Yeah. All right. Okay. I got you. All right. You want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all that good stuff?
You can Google us. You can find it. Type in the Homeless Son, ENT. You can go, it'll go pop on Google. Everything we got with Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Okay. That's what's up. Hey, am I following? Are we friends yet on Instagram?
No.
No.
We need to be.
Okay. Well,
nope.
We need to take care of that when you get off. Like, hit me up and be like, yo, bitch. No, don't say that. Yeah, say that. It might turn me on. Okay, so just hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on Instagram and be like, yo, what's up? We the Homeless Sons, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And go from there. All right, that's the stuff. All right, well, I'm going to let you introduce your track, and we're going to jump into it.
This is the world premiere of our brand new track that was released 2 days ago. It's on YouTube.
Damn.
It's called Call of Duty.
All right. Where is this bitch? Wait a minute. Hold up. Call of Duty? Or is it, No, Call of Duty.
I sent it to you this morning.
Hold on. Let me get back to my music here. I'm fucking up. All right, listen. I've been doing good. See? The Homeless Sons come on and mess me up. You know what I mean? Start messing up shit and whatnot. Nah, I'm just saying. Okay. So let me go back and see if I can find this joint. I know it's in here because I do remember putting it in there. So that's why I was like, yeah, it's in here somewhere. I'll probably put it under something else, knowing me. Okay, okay, okay. So anyway, listen, I'm gonna hold you on hold for just a split second, and I'm gonna check that out, and we're gonna keep it moving. So don't go nowhere, okay? Don't go nowhere. All right. So I'm definitely gonna get to this track. See that kind of aggravated me. You know I gotta go on a hunt now. So, all right, so stay tuned. Hold on, homie sons. All right. At our radio, it's that Chick Fire. Make sure you guys check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that's on the line, chilling, and all that good stuff with me. I will definitely get to you. I am going to jump into another track while I go, you know, scout for this one right here. This is my boy Wow. He'll be on August the 4th, along with This Is 50, Jax Villa. So this is my boy Wow, Mad Max, Air It Out Radio.
Like Mad Max, I'll pop ya. Half shots, no vodka. See, I'll flame ya like Waka. Coffins is your concert. See, my guns sing street operas. Kevin Gates, I'm getting wet. You play the center, I'll box ya. Bullets rain, I'll cause a storm. That's closing, rip, that flesh is torn. Suck off life, a baby's born. Tears of pain, a mother monster. Demons get their wings whenever a blocker rings. Two sitting in a four-seater. Both of us is clutch leaders. Can you tell me what it means? Wear the crown of kings, cause I don't fuck with no squeakers. My gun hot just like a fever. Back up at it, a fanatic with my blocker so ecstatic. Why y'all acting so climactic? Jackass, no democratic. Memories, they so traumatic. Never left, just got new tactics. Have you got so cinematic? It was easy, y'all have heavy. My foundation solid, keep it concrete. My opponent's threats, they all obsolete. Where I be at? I stay so secret. My whole fam, we all leak. MSU, KIC, I'm Mad Max, you know me. MSU, KIC, I'm Mad Max, don't fuck with me.
I'm Mad Max.
Team full of shotters,
full of shotters.
We all got block,
we all got block.
Fuck around, turn it to a straight out. Quiet sing, let the preacher preach. Everyone talking guns, but got none in reach. Your fam in the church, they crying in the pews.
My son was the saint.
Some words your mama spew. Everybody dressed, all them black suits. Homies in the back, they plotting on a do. Revenge in they heart, murder on their mind. If only we were there, we could take back time. But they can't, so they ran. Seeds of evil grew to plant. Roots grew to their hands, they geared up like I ran. So homeboy, say what's the plan? Let's catch them in a traffic jam. Tips lace his whole whip. Block them, make his car split. Bullets make his hat flip. I'm fucked up, don't give a shit. Don't ask shit, just lipstick. Hit him up just like Rick. Catch him while he huffing, puffing. Bullets, he ain't out running. Rico got the gun jumping. Hit him so we falling, ducking. Dead like Louis, shot a movie. But Max lives in this clip. All G's must die, but not yet, bitch. MSU, KIC, I'm Mad Max, you know me. MSU, KIC, I'm Mad Max, don't fuck with me.
I'm Mad Max,
team full of shotters,
full of shotters.
We all got block,
we all got block.
Fuck around, turn it to a straight out,
straight out.
Team full of shotters.
Air It Out Radio, what's that Chick Fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Mr. Mad Max, you know what I mean? I like that John. I know it's not Mad Max, that's what I'm calling him right now. Shout out to Wild. All sevens are wild. Yes, I'm super excited about interviewing him on August the 4th. Yes, yes. He got like a nice little promotional team going on here, so definitely got to show him some love, and I hope y'all enjoy him when he comes on. And, you know, Mr. Jack Thrilla. So, you know, everybody's hyped up before, you know, Mrs. 50. And I got something else going on with him, too. Like, we keeping it on the low for right now. All right, so I just found the track. I am going to go to another caller just to be safe, to make sure it's in there and everything's loaded up, because blog be acting the fuck up. So I'm coming back to you, homeless son. Don't worry. No worries, okay? I got you. I got you. All right, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 5569. Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Yo.
Okay, I thought you were snoring over there. I was like, oh, shit.
No.
What's going on?
Who's
this?
It's your boy, Young F. Who's that?
Young F? What's the F stand for?
Young F.
Smooth. Yo, F? Oh.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. It was good. Yeah, I was going to play my man Cash on the start. I mean, his track, I'm going to play that joint tonight. That's what I'm calling for. What's up?
Right? I know. You super hyped, though.
Yeah, I'm hyped. Yeah, I'm on that. That red baby ass and dance, so I'm trying to hype right now. I waited for a whole hour, so.
Well, you know, I know, it be like that sometimes, you know what I mean? I know.
Yeah, we got to be patient, so I'm being patient. So, I'm trying to get my man's song, he want me to play it, so I'm playing it.
You are a good example of what I'm about to ask you, okay? So,
okay,
your man
right.
blow up. Your man blow up, mm-hmm. and he start asking you know what I mean, for some money. You know, once he get big, you with it? You like, or are you cool with him charging you?
No.
You
can
be like, get the fuck out of here. I ain't paying you.
No, he can't charge me. I mean, that's my nigga, and we was doing all that shit together. No.
Right.
He ain't charging me. I mean, I might look out, but you ain't getting the money you go ask me for. I'm cool, You gotta chill and let me rock out. I'm not paying you nothing. Unless if I'm hustling for you, before you got on, if I'm hustling for you, I'm not paying you nothing. So why I gotta pay you? Why you acting different?
Damn, Cash, you heard that already? He said, no,
right? For what? No, I'm not paying for what I'm paying for. You my nigga.
Right?
Right? No, you ain't doing that.
Sheesh. Okay.
You gotta pay these operators.
I know that's right. All right. So you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter? We're going to jump into this track.
My name is Young S. Banger on Facebook. On Instagram, it's IYoung_CBS. And my man on Facebook, his name is Cash Young Star. On Instagram, it's Cash Young Star. So hit us up. It's CBS Productions, Bang Out. We in here. So play that track. And we trying to get it
popping.
Let's go.
There it is. Air it out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Watch him, cause he watching. Pay attention when you spot him. Pray for yourself, forget about him. Check a rear view when you riding. These boys ready to start colliding. This the new year, still be for colliding. Would y'all think we forgotten? Our soldiers at war still rotten. Can't motivate me to put a bomb on me. Go cross chain for my mom, 9 on me. Ace 25 times, what's the time gonna be? Flow time, bomb flows with the MIC. You can't spit with a spitter, spit a bit of the tongue twitter. Hit a home run, hit a gun getter. I use my hands to box him into a man like a grown man. Boxing up a cut to the chin. I got the clips with the nigga in the ER. Shoot him off the horse, then we ride out here. Ride till we bang, moving out in the U-Haul. Stocking on my face, give him 3 shots, shoot tough. Backstabbers, a selfie to watch backstabbers. Rap rabbits, have attack snatchers, rap actors.
Man,
now we talking about real. Now we talking about skills. Now we talking about sick burns and flows making them ill. We trying to talk about practice. Every word that I say is practice. When I get on stage and I get that mic spit, hot flows make them do backflips. I don't get it. You see my eyes when I slide my fit. I'm feeling like Billy when I rap my city. Next move that I make is a track make bullet. Watch him. When I rap my city, next move that I make is a checkmate with it. Let's get it, 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 let's get it. I don't get it. You see my eyes when I slide my
desire, and I'm way flyer. White feathers when I lift it. All I want is a missus. Chicks keep blowing me kisses. But I tell them it's business. Make $100 if you sell 10 tickets. You can be the witness when I murder these rhymes. Overdose cocaine when I murder these rhymes. And they broadcast right, but I heard it a few times. When I time buying rhymes, put on the line. Do it for the vine. Matter of fact, I'm doing for the vine. Do it for yourself one time. Lose land of crime. Lose my mind. You can't win if you don't lose a few times. Put your tools up for pocket. Do it two times. It's Biggie. Bigger than rap. Talking about politics. Bigger than that. Trying to get paper. Started from scratch. Now I'm riding the bus. Started from the back. A boy to a man. It started from back. Put me on stage. I'll make an impact. Everything I spit is true. Put me in fact. Getting me hip hop. I put them on deck. That be a symbolic. When it's in the air, you bought it. Throw it in the air, you got it. Lyrics, I jot it. Chips in a human robotic. One eye, red side, clap it. Greek methodic. Got a table of periodic. You need paramedic. Suicide when he shot it. Writing music with logic. I was bitten that toxic. Trying to get bigger pockets. I was bitten that hot. I don't get it. You see my eyes when I stop my fitted. I'm feeling like Philly when I wreck my city. Next move that I make is a checkmate with it. Watch. Watch him. When I wreck my city, next move that I make is a checkmate with it. Let's get 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 it. I don't get it. You see my eyes when I stop my fitted. I'm feeling like Philly when I wreck my city. Next move that I make is a checkmate with it. Mixed racist, you can never call me a racist. Call me the doc, hip-hop need a facelift. Beats ain't nothing but toys for me to play with. Display with, cool Joe out the cages. Tryna do more numbers than Mad Pages. That's paper, let's talk about acres. Kick a nigga head off, save acres. Underdog, make a tombstones, undertaker. Take him to a place with a bake him. Spit 1400 degrees and cremate him. How you gon' hate on cash when he made him? Black eye potato, niggas need tornado. Fatal, fill ain't sticking together, I need a staple. Guns support the table, niggas live in the fable. Niggas turn on the cancel, cash turn on the table. Cover the ears of angels will scream out, I hate you. Watch them, cause they use us. Fake head to confuse them. Fake acting like friends. Then friends turn into Judas. I be spitting that brimstone. See fire all in my mucus.
I be spitting that brimstone. See lava all in my mucus.
I got them two chains with two clips. Two apocalypse full of eclipse. Bloodsuckers, leeches. Rapping like I'm a creature. Can't see a young star from the bleacher. Photo shoots in Egypt. I'm hip-hop secret. My son named she's Egypt. I don't get it. You see my eyes when I slide my fitted. I'm feeling like Philly when I rep my city. Next move that I make is a checkmate with it. Watch. Watch him. When I rep my city, next move that I make is a checkmate with it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Air It Out Radio, it's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Cat. Whoa. Okay. I don't even know what to say. Shout out to him. That shit was super fucking dope. I got to see him perform that motherfucker, okay? That's going to be the real test. But shout out to Cass. Wow. That's all I'm going to say. All right, so listen, make sure y'all keep it locked. And we ain't going nowhere. We're going to be here till 1. All right, I'm going to let my man introduce this track real quick. You know, my bad. So, Mr. Holman's Sons, what's up?
What up? It's the Holman's Sons. My Call of Duty Future Chaos.
There it is. Air it out.
Niggas are booty and all get clapped. Forever counting sheep, they all get napped. Roger, the trap man, they all get tapped. Drop bombs like the Gap Man. Why you look surprised? You knew this would be happening. Homeless sons of chaos, popping in the crackling. You never rap again. Arm no amateur, power up my stamina. These battle bars, I promise with character. Ascension to stars, come in me with bars. I dare you challenge me, even in sports. Turn off the speed bumps, you leave it with scars. OG flame for Dutrix and Ashes. I'm flammable, there's no need in the magic. A speedy with ratchets, weapon of choice. Briefly the max bit, blood stains and frames. Guillotines and chains, thugs came insane. Man, I love the brain.
It's my Call of Duty and we got him on the run. Don't bring a knife when you know we got a gun. It's gonna go down, we ain't fucking around. Fucking around. Fucking around. It's my Call of Duty and we got him on a run. Don't bring a knife when you know we got a gun. It's gonna go down, we ain't fucking around. Fucking around. Fucking around. CD into the road, like there it is. The world says he has too much arrogance. They wonder what the fuck his parents did. Taught him that you better go and get it how you live. No matter what, yeah, you know we get it in. The homeless sons, rocking with chaos. And you know we the shit, trying to go legitimate. Like we better win.
fucking veteran. About to go to war like I'm snuffing Iran. I will never fold, always take a stand. This is my land, so don't you disrespect when you laying on the floor with a hole in your neck. Life that I live, I would never neglect, I would never regret. I mean what I do with a little dedication, and it might make you, yeah, fuck yeah. It's my call of duty and we got them on a run. Don't bring a knife when you know we got a gun. It's gonna go down, we ain't fucking around. Fucking around, fucking around. It's my call of duty and we got them on a run. Don't bring a knife when you know we got a gun. It's gonna go down, we ain't fucking around. Fucking around,
I'm in my fucking zone. 2-4 step, I have a nigga going home. You sprinting for the tail, still getting them bones. Now his pockets don't eat, what he gon' do? Acting like a dude that's looking for Blue's Clues. I've been around the world, now I'm back again. Don't get mad, just tell your friends that we here to the very end. Tell my daughter in heaven, you know we got to win. Going state to state to change the flag. Put the money in the double bag. By now you know my name, Survivor was the name of the game. Me and the mic in the stage, traveling through this maze. Got me cold like every time you go to sleep. You chance for life rolling dice. The streets are so cold, I can feel the ice. Tell my nigga, I'm feeling it so right. I'm working on my legacy in case I die tonight.
It's my call of duty and we got them on a run. Don't bring a knife when you know we got a gun. It's gonna go down, we ain't fucking around. Fucking around, fucking around. It's my call of duty and we got them on a run. Don't bring a knife when you know we got a gun. It's gonna go down, we ain't fucking around. Fucking around, fucking around. It's my call of duty, it's my call of duty, it's my call of duty.
Air It Out Radio is Set Your Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Come on, motherfucking block. Okay, it's kind of slow there, you know what I mean? Okay, so shout out to everybody that's tuning in and checking out the show. Shout out to the homeless sons, you know what I mean? Call of Duty, like that joint. All right, nice little flow there. Like, yo, y'all playing some good shit tonight. Congrats to y'all. I'm proud of y'all, you know what I mean? So, you know, I know it takes a lot of time and it's a lot of patience with this whole artist thing. But, you know, y'all got to hang in there, stay in there. You know what I mean? So hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and also Fire Chick, F-I-Y-A, Chick with a K at the end. All right? And tonight's topic is, should your man or should your man not charge you when they blow up, when they get a deal or your girl get a deal, whatever? You know, should she charge you? Should she charge you full rate, or should she give you a discount, or should she let you go the first time? What's your opinion? Hit up the line, 323-642-1470. Make sure y'all pressing 1. Shout out to Dante Diesel, that's on the line. Also, Propane, I know he on there. Everybody eating pizza tonight, what's up? Shout out to everybody eating pizza. Okay, everybody's eating pizza. Mr. was eating pizza. Mr. Mike was eating pizza. Propane eating pizza. Somebody else, oh, Michelle was eating pizza earlier. I know she just tuned into the show. Shout out to Tone, too. He was on earlier. Hollywood Yeam. And, you know what I mean? So a lot of other people still in the line. Please be patient. I would definitely get to you. I'm going to give a couple shout-outs on Twitter as well. Let me see what's going on over here. You know what I mean? So everybody say, you know me. Shout out to Sir, whatever the hell that is, King, and then a total, what? Okay, I'm not even trying to tackle that one. Okay. Shout out to Sir. We're going to keep it like that. Shout out to Dante Diesel, Melissa Abraham, and Reese Robanger for the retweets. Shout out to them. And Tone, I just retweeted him. Mr. Washington, what up? And Unheard, he's still on the line. You know, we're about to get to him in a few minutes. And who else? Got to give a couple other shout-outs. I haven't got to my Instagram yet, so I know everybody is waiting on me to go over there. So I'll do that on my next one. All right, we're going to keep it moving. All right, again, tonight's topic is, all right, should you or should you your friend charge you? All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to, where do my guests go? Not my guess, but, oh, yeah, okay, there you go. 6,000, what's up, Air It Out Radio? Hello?
Hello. Yeah.
What's up, on her?
Hello?
Hello, what's up?
Hey, what's good?
What's going on? What you think about the topic?
Nah, I wouldn't charge my boy nothing. Even if, like, if he got rich, and I mean, definitely fills off my shit. Like, he shouldn't charge me anything. But, like, that's the same shit I'm going through now and in real life, and I ain't even famous yet, so.
So
everybody
wants
freebies, and,
it,
you know.
Is it causing any problems? That's what I want to know.
You said what it caused?
Is it causing any problems?
I don't think so.
No?
Right now, I mean, even if he got famous now, it wouldn't cause anything. I don't think so. Like, if that's a real nigga from day one, it wouldn't cause no problems. But, like, the shit I'm going through right now, that caused hella.
Hell of a lot of problems, huh? Okay. You there? Hello? Hello? Okay. Maybe he having some technical difficulties. Yeah, he just dropped from the line. Okay, so check out the website, air.radio.net. All right, and let me give a couple, since he dropped off real quick, let me give some of my news. Neffy and Frankie, she'll be on. They will be on August the 11th. Next week, don't forget, I got my girl MC Smooth. If y'all know who that is, Google her. She is Googleable, okay? You know, Miss Strawberry's on top of me and all that good stuff. Like, whew, I'm super excited. I'm, like, interviewing a legend. This is almost as big as when I interview MC Light. Like, it's on that high of a scale. So, shout out to, you know, MC Smooth for coming on. And I seen her on LA Hair, and I was like, yo, I gotta have her. I'm like a dude when it comes down to some of these artists. You know what I mean? I get, like, a boner. Not in a boner in that kind of way, but I get, like, super excited. Like, yes, nobody had her. I got up in it. Yeah, so, you know what I mean? I get excited because nobody else had it. You know how y'all guys are when y'all the first one to hit the chick in a block that nobody had. You know, it's kind of like that. But anyway. So, she'll be on next week, and I'm excited about that. Who else? The Hip Hop Weekly, like I said before, I am going to be placing artists in there. I don't know if I'm going to do it monthly or whatever the case is, but definitely work that out with Hip Hop Weekly, and that is definitely going to be in effect. All right, we were talking about this week or next week coming, but we'll see, and I will let y'all know more details about that. I want to do the showcase. I want to do a showcase and really pick somebody from that. That's kind of my goal with the situation. But, you know, we're working on it. You know what I mean? Once I iron out the rest of the details, it's a done deal. Okay? So, just, I'll keep y'all posted on that. I know you're like, come on, fire, you playing. All right? Also, we own the mic August the 27th at Club Voltage. And y'all can hit up my boy StreetLife_March. I keep saying March. March on that. He's on Instagram as well. Y'all can always check my Instagram, or y'all can check my website out because I updated that. So, and let me see. What else? Oh, 91.7 FM, baby. It's all mine again. It's all mine. Air it out, radio. Yes, I will be back on in October. Yes, so get y'all shit together, get all your clean versions up, you know, get all your clean and edited versions, because a bitch is going back on 91.7, okay, it's going down. So definitely stay tuned for that, super excited about that, all right, and let me see if my boy came back on again. Yeah, he's there. Did y'all hear about, I gotta tell y'all. Did y'all hear about the dude that kept track of all the times his girl told him that she didn't want to have sex? He did, like, a spreadsheet. Ain't that some shit? Like, he actually wrote out, like, oh, she said she was tired. Oh, she said, you know, she didn't want to do it because of period. He wrote down all this shit, the times, the dates, and everything. He wrote a spreadsheet out, emailed her. And she posted it on I think Facebook, and then eventually, you know, she took it off or whatever. But that is so fucking crazy. you know, how he kept track of all that shit. That nigga ain't have the, well, he definitely wasn't a nigga, but he definitely didn't have anything to fucking do. And it's crazy how y'all niggas don't remember shit. And then he had the audacity to write it down. Cause I guess maybe that's why he wrote it down. Because he was like, you know what, I'm going to type this shit out and let this bitch know how many times she ain't give me no pussy. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't know. If a dude did that to me, I probably would fucking spaz out. I ain't going front. I would probably go off. But anyway, I might have that as my topic for next week. I thought that was super dope. All right, let me hit back and go back to my man over here. Yo, what happened, dude?
I don't even know.
Cheap ass cricket over there. You know what I mean? What's going on?
My whole joint is like cut off. My whole phone cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gonna blame it on blog, right? Blame it on blog. Yeah, we can say we'll blame it on blog because you know blog be acting up. all right, so what else you got? You got some shows? You got some stuff coming up?
Nah, I ain't got no shows now. Like,
what?
I did the show I had to do. I'll be at the Grand Fromage out here in Atlantic City every Thursday. Y'all can check me there. But like I said, that's not like no big giant show. That's just like, you know, when you bored as hell, come Thursday, do what you got to do and go the fuck home.
Why you ain't coming to Philly? We got a whole bunch of free events out here.
See, how the person I am, and like how much people like stuff I do, like if I go to Philly, and with the music I have, like I'm not stopping. Like I've only been rapping for 4 years, and if I drop every like all the songs I have now, I probably could drop like almost like 100 mixtapes right now.
But why? That's why you ain't coming here.
I have over like 3,000 songs done in 4 years.
But that's good though. You should still be out here. They got a lot of free events.
I'm gonna go out there. See, I've never been. Like, me only been to Philly twice, but I don't really do the areas and nothing. I don't know nothing.
Come on now, I'm trying to go out there. Come on, you gotta come out here.
Yeah, but when I be trying to go out there with my people, everybody's talking about they broke, and I ain't paying for everybody's shit, man. Uh-huh. I'm not that generous.
You gotta come by yourself. Sometimes it be like that. You know what I mean? You was brought in this world alone. Sometimes you just gotta go. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
Like right now, like everybody that be like I'll be like unheard. Everybody be like, well, why you call yourself unheard? Why did you come with that name unheard? Stuff like that. And I told them that everything I do and stuff like that, you will never know who I am when it comes to music, but you will know who I am, put it like that. Like Garden State Pusher, Mike Nitty, Hard Money, all that. I did everybody's production, and no one knows who I am, because in the song, it will say Money Matter Entertainment. That means I did it. Or it will say, you will never know who I am with a deep voice. That means I did it. But no one will know who I am, but everybody will know.
See, you don't want to keep that. You don't want to keep your name though, and like really make it come to life and be like you really unheard. Like, so you definitely got it right. Yeah, come on, man.
But like I said, everything I do got like it got its own step to it. I'm a big thinker.
Well,
God is my pusher.
He goes to Philly, so you can always hook up with him and be out.
Yeah, I thought of that too, but like I said, I got to talk to him about that.
There you go. All right.
I do a lot of people's stuff. So anybody stuff y'all hear that says Money Matter Entertainment, don't let them niggas lie to you and say, yo, man, I went to, like, fucking California to somebody big. Nah. Just be like, yo, I heard
that
that shit, nigga. We know.
Wow. Okay.
It's out of
what, what's
the
studio?
Is it a studio or is it just beats? Yeah. I got my own studio. I make my own beats. I do everything myself. And if you need a
studio...
Huh?
Where's your studio? He said, huh?
Studio's in my crib. I got everything myself. I took 4 years to get my studio the way I wanted it. I got everything myself because I was tired of asking people for shit and everybody kept bitching. So I just bought everything myself.
I'm pro do-it-yourself all the time. So, like, if you can do it yourself, do it yourself. You know what I mean? Don't wait for nobody.
I try to give everybody deals. Like, everybody told Big Breath Studios, yo, I am in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's that simple. Y'all want a studio? Y'all want a studio where y'all niggas ain't gotta pay $30 fucking for like 2 minutes $30 for a track. Like, nah, yo, come to my crib. I only charge $10 a track, $20 an hour, dog. That's it.
Sheesh.
That's it.
Yo,
that's
I could do like five albums with that.
And I got over a $7,000 studio in my house.
What? Okay. We need to see pictures of that, John. $10? You said $10 an hour?
I do $20 an hour, $10 a track. That's it.
$10 a track.
And everybody complains about that shit in the city. Everybody complains. Like, yo, that's too much.
Wow. Them niggas is cheap.
Everybody complains.
Wow.
Everybody complains. Like, if y'all listen to this track that you about to play and you see how great that quality is, dog, for $20, like,
yeah.
It's mad people out here talking about they bust straps, but you ain't got money for studio? Like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. That's fucking cheap as shit. Okay. Well, we gonna find out
like
why they won't pay, and we gonna find out what the quality really is over here. You know what I mean?
That's it. When you play, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
exactly.
Ahead.
Okay.
Y'all
well,
can
I'm
test
gonna let
yourself.
You.
Y'all can, you know, put your headphones on, your little Beats and Dre's, all that. Get that on. But you were here.
Right.
You were here. I go to the engineer. I am by myself. Everything I know is by myself. Reading
well,
books,
you know what?
Writing all that.
You
gotta
hit me on Twitter. On Twitter with your info so they can reach you. Like, you on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
My so
Twitter
hit me up on Twitter so I can
my Twitter
retweet
unheard.
Everything.
It's unheard22. My Instagram is unheard0818. My Facebook is RaymondWright23 or RaymondWright0818.
Yeah, that's the hookup right there. Yeah, hit me out with that so niggas, when they go to, you know, AC, they have a spot to go. You know,
yeah, that's
studio time wise.
Where you from? Philly, New York.
There you
no,
go.
If you want a studio, my nigga, where you get the best quality you could get for a cheap ass price and not have niggas beat your fucking head in, dog, hit me up anytime. I go off your schedule. I don't make it. I go off your schedule.
I like that.
And my shit's mobile. So you want me to come to you, niggas? I'm mobile.
What? Is it still $10?
It's still $10, even though I'm old. I'm
what?
Not doing it for me. I'm doing it for y'all. I'm not doing it for me. All I want people to do is be like, yo, that nigga unhurt. That's my nigga. Or he did this shit right here. And niggas don't even do that.
And you heard him. He mobile, y'all. Definitely hit me up on Twitter so I can retweet whatever it is. Give me the studio address, something. Like, yo, let these niggas know.
I got you. I'm going to do a picture of it and everything. I got you.
Yeah, do that as soon as you get off. All right, I'm going to let you introduce this track real quick.
All right, this is the Chirac remix. Everybody did one, but I'm the only one that made that shit into a full-fledged song. The shit is called OK OK. Hit me up, man.
There it is. Air it out.
Money better than money better.
I heard the building. Money matter, nigga. Check out the mixtape, Money versus Matter, nigga. I don't like y'all fake ass niggas out there, man. And never will like y'all. Listen, look. Walking with the kid, that's a big mistake. All y'all niggas little portions on my dinner plate. I don't give a fuck about what you say. I'm from Atlantic City, bitch.
Okay. Okay, 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 okay.
I'm from Atlantic City, bitch, okay. You can catch me every morning with a shawty on my side. With a pocket full of money, little bitch, that's how I grind. You can see me every day, on the block. All I do is put in work while I'm dodging these cops. Little niggas say they bout it, but I gotta teach them just like it's hooked on phonics. Motherfuckers say they hard, but no, they not about it. I be on the top, looking down on them like giants. Yes, I am a giant, motherfuckers can't see me. Don't adjust your TV, my shit in HD. Your shit fuzzy like VC. Fuck around, fuck around, fuck around and you'll meet me. And that shit won't be nice, cause I bang bang like Chief Keef, nigga. Fucking with the kids, that's a big mistake. All y'all niggas little portions on my dinner plate. I don't give a fuck about what you say. I'm from Atlantic City, bitch.
Okay. 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 Okay.
I be selling them shots. You would think I was in the league. I be balling on these niggas. None of them is like me. And the way the block be crowded, you would think it was a fight scene. I be selling them facts, facts after facts. I be making money, racks after racks. I be fucking hoes, thoughts after thoughts. Why you on the block trying to ask for some what, nigga?
Fucking with the kids, that's a big mistake. All y'all niggas little portions on my dinner plate. I don't give a fuck about what you say. I'm from Atlantic City, bitch.
Okay, 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 okay.
I'm from Atlantic City, bitch, okay.
Yo, what's up? This is Taz, Street Team VSB. Always on fire. Listen to fire. Bye.
Hey, this your girl Nita. You officially been smacked by your girl Fire. We air it out.
Air It Out Radio is Cedric Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit up them lines, 323-642-1470. Okay? Okay? Okay, I like that joint. You know what I mean? Repping AC out this bitch. Alright, alright. You know, that's why I like to see Jersey doing their thing. I'm digging that. Shout out to Unheard. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get some more tracks in here, Unheard. I like that. Shout out to everybody that's still hanging in there and dealing with me and, you know, fucking with me. So I really appreciate that. All right, I will let y'all know more details on this Hard Rock Cafe event that I have coming up as well. And so definitely keep that lock. And when I come with all this stuff, y'all going to be like, okay, Fire. I'll probably get on y'all nerves. Y'all be like, I'm glad that bitch ain't doing no more shows. So, all right, the first annual Philly Indie Artist Award Show by my boy. All right, Mr. Turn That Up 215. Make sure y'all hit him up and stalk him on Instagram, okay? Yes, Mr. Mike, he came through and showed us some love. All right, shout out to him. And also, he does have another event, you know, the Hip Hop Thursdays. All right, and I think it's $5, he said, with the flyer, or if you show it on your phone. And if you don't have that, then it's $10, all right? That's at 2102 Market Street, Philadelphia, PA. And that is the 7th. All right, so, and that's a free event, y'all. I just want y'all to know. So y'all definitely gotta, you know, take advantage of all these free events that's going on. You know, y'all complain about not having no events, and now y'all got them, and y'all not doing nothing about them. So hopefully, we will definitely see you at some. And also, the Black and Nobel is a free event. That's the Appreciation Day. And what else is free? The Space Boy Clothing. Shout out to Dave. I'll be going down there to interview him pretty soon so I can get the exclusive and all that good stuff before the event on Thursday. And, yes. And for those that don't know, for the Space Boy Clothing event, all right, it's just a guitar, drum. You're not preparing for nothing, okay? You're just going down there and doing what you do, all right? So if you've never done it before, I think you should go. It's an experience. And have some fun. You know, go out there and network. There's going to be other people out there. All right? So, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 1910, Air It Out Radio.
What up, what up? It's your boy Dante D, the Little Down Styles and all that. Oh, no! What's good, girl?
What's going on?
Motivation. I'm, like, down to the wire with this movie. I'm really just setting up right now the paperwork, making sure I got the organization in order. So, you know, the movie is a good thing. I'm privately casting behind the scenes, so that's going down. The new mixtape is out. It's definitely being placed in about 300 DJs' emails every day. I'm always busy. I got tons of work going on. But definitely a lot of DJs got, yeah, right. A lot of DJs got it across the country. So the new mixtape is, well, I won't call it a mixtape. It's not a mixtape. It's actually an album. and I decided to give it out for free on that pick for about a week and a half, so people can get, at least preview it and get it. Because once it go on iTunes, that's my international buzz right there. So I'm just really being generous right now with the love on the music. You know what I'm saying? Between those two, congratulations on Change the Beat. Special shout out to Who Mag Magazine. Just landed an international deal for TV.
Wow.
The Change the Beat movie will be on
you mean congrats
station.
To you. That's a good move.
Well, I mean, I'm saying to the whole cast, it's not just about me. When we do these movies, it's about everybody involved. So definitely congratulations to the whole Change the Beat crew. It's definitely going to be on TV across the country. We're talking about worldwide. We're talking about over 100,000 stations through the Roku and the Hulu network and a few other networks, independent film stations as well as major stations. So I'll have more details as that gets thrown into my inbox, but so far so good. A couple of networks bought into the movie. They love the movie, and so it's going to be on TV. So it's going down, you know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes we do things on the low and it comes to the higher places, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, that's what it is. You just got to be patient. You know what I mean? It'll come.
You know what? At this point, man, I'm just so happy about the whole movement. I'm not even stressed about nothing. Like, you think about it. I only did 3 movies in my life, and just to have one that's definitely going to be selected for TV on that level, am I complaining? Nah, not really at all. Some people go a lifetime and don't get opportunities like that, so... I mean, I'm good. I can't complain at all. I can't complain. I'm just sitting back watching the Jokers, you know.
Right.
I'm watching the Jokers, and I'm just doing me. I'm doing me. Like, you know what I mean? Like a birdie told me, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do you. So
right.
I'm doing me.
My advice. I always tell people, just do you. You know what I mean? Because... that's what it is now. Everybody looking out for themselves, you know. Of course, you got to look out for your team. I'm not saying not to, but, you know, you got to take care of yourself before you take care of everybody else. You know what I mean? So, but, okay. So, how's the mixtape doing as far, like, because I know you dropped it, like, a few weeks ago.
I can't say how much it's selling because I haven't put it on the position a selling list yet, so no, that's not in order. But as far as listening, I got a lot of people listening, and I was really mainly concerned about the DJs because I have a lot of cuts on there that DJs can play. So so far in my inbox, I have been getting nothing but positive response. So I really can't give you an exact number because people hit me back daily. Like, I get DJs to hit me back daily on the mixtape, telling me what songs they want the clean version of, and where they're going to play it at, and what radio station wants it, and different things like that. So, I mean, the power moves I'm making on the mixtape is like a 3-week process of marketing to make sure that every DJ that spins up-and-coming artists, new artists, or hip-hop music get it in their mailbox. So after the next 3 weeks, after the next week or so, I will be able to tell you more about, like, how the mixtape is going as far as how far it's going out. So, you know what I mean? But look, the new mixtape, Love and Hate, you know what I'm saying? If you haven't previewed it, go to thatpiff.com, check it out. It'll definitely be updated on the website, illadelstyles.com. So, you know what I mean? It's going down, man, as far as that mixtape, man. That mixtape is powerful, man, like within itself. It's got some good cuts on there. I dug in the crates. I did my thing. And, you know, you got here for yourself, man. You know, hip-hop right now is kind of just looking for a way, and I think I kind of found a way with it, so... it is what it is.
Right. Got to find your niche, and then you just go for it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? But on top of that niche, that's why we're doing the movie niche.
There you go.
The movie niche is going to be even bigger.
Food for the price
of one. I got my hands in a lot of shit right now, so I can't complain. Like, you know, I can't complain. You never know what tomorrow leads to. So that ends up to be the topic of today. What should I charge, or should my homie that blow up charge me? Listen. Yeah. At the end of the day, if the ball blew up, I'm not going to charge him. He might charge me, but if he do it anyway on the dolo, I mean, you look at it like this. I'm not going to charge him just because his promotion alone is going to bring in more loot for me.
Mm-hmm.
His promotion alone, like if he shout me out or show some love in a situation, his promotion alone is going to bring me loot. So why am I going to charge him? No, because just the fame alone off of him blowing up is going to help me. So, yeah, I don't think I'll be charging him. You know what I'm saying? And I pray God he don't charge
you. He would charge you.
I pray to God he don't charge. I hope he do it on the low. Like, look, I'm grateful. Give you an opportunity. Like Meek said, you know, he about giving people opportunity. So
right.
If you give my opportunity like that, it's up to that person to capitalize off of that.
Right, yeah. That's all you can get is an op, and once you blow it, like, that's it, you know what I mean, or whatever the key
right.
is.
Right, yeah. One and done, you know what I'm saying to you, but if you get that
one
opportunity,
okay.
That's how I'm looking at it, you know what I mean, I give a lot of people opportunities, and once you mess up in my brain, I already see you as a no-win situation, so we on to the
right.
next situation.
Right, yeah, that's how I be sometimes, that's how I be. Okay. So are you still giving, like, have you started giving everybody these scripts for the movie? Are you still looking for roles so to air it out as a no that's on the line listening and that want, you know, want to get part for it?
Yeah, I'm still looking for different individuals to fit the roles that I have pictured in my head. So, if you got pictures, a portfolio or whatever, I'm quite sure a lot of people don't have a portfolio. So I'm being honest with you. Show me something that you're serious about your craft if you're trying to be in this movie, because this movie's going to be on an upscale. It ain't no hood joint. And they got some scenes in the hood, but it ain't no hood joint type movie. It's multicultural. It's got different people in it, different races of people in it. So it's on a next level type film. So if you're really serious about your craft, give me a picture of good quality so I can see what you look like, so I can see if you're going to fit that part. You know what I mean? You know, it'd be nice to have size. It'd be nice to have, you know what I mean, weight, whatever. A contact. That would be nice. Some people don't even leave contact. Mm-hmm. They send pictures and no contact. A contact
right.
where you could be called and maybe, you know, answer some questions or maybe have a meeting so that we could see if you fit the role. So, you know, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Contact information,
okay.
a nice picture, whatever. And then, you know, we should listen in. So, yeah, we're definitely looking for people to play their role. A lot of looking for females, looking for all cultures, you know, black, white, Puerto Rican, whatever. You know, it's definitely not discriminatory. So,
okay.
It's an open cast.
So what happens if they don't have a good picture? Then what?
If you don't have a good picture?
What if they got a Facebook picture? They got a
Facebook. Nah, I mean, listen.
No, that ain't going to work.
Listen,
it's not gonna work with a selfie.
I mean, first of all, your camera takes better pictures than anything. So if you're really serious about your craft, get somebody to take a good headshot of you from your camera.
Okay.
Then we can go from there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your phone camera takes great pictures. So some people don't really have an excuse about taking good pictures, because your phone camera can give you a good quality picture. I know my phone can. I don't know what kind of phone y'all working with, but. I know your phone.
I think the Galaxy is better. Like, the Galaxy takes really good pictures. iPhone's alright, but the Galaxy, and it's another one, they take really fucking good pictures.
Well,
but
I got the Note 3, and this joint takes excellent pictures.
Yeah, see, y'all got a good, I don't know what it is. The iPhone is alright, but, that's the only thing about it. Like, I wanted some better pictures with my phone. But I ain't gonna dog iPhone out, the iPhone.
Yeah, you know, some of the iPhones take good pictures, you know, just, you know.
Yeah.
You got to get good lighting.
Yeah,
take it in
true.
The daytime, outside, you know what I'm saying, next to some flowers or something. You know what I mean? Give me a good headshot picture. That's all I'm saying to you. Good headshot picture, something I can, not just me, but other people that's in my camp could look at and be like, you know, that might be a perfect fit or whatever the case may be. So I need a good picture. I definitely need a good picture, a solid picture. If you can give me that, so you really don't have no excuses. I ain't gonna lie to you. Some people just real lazy.
Right.
They want the nooks and crannies, but they don't want to do the work. You know what I mean? So I don't
right.
know. But give me a good picture. Well, give me tech info, and then we go from there.
There you go. Okay. All right, well, I know we're going to jump into this track. I'm going to let you give me your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff.
Look, Facebook, you know, you can hit me up, Cartel215 on Facebook, or, you know, just type in Illadel Styles on Facebook, and my joint will pop up automatically. On Twitter, it's EQ Philly. The original website is www.illadelstyles.com, illadelstyles.com. You can hit me up on Instagram. Even though Fire got more fans than me right now, I'm trying to still get my buzz up on my Instagram.
Yeah,
hit me up on Instagram. Right, Dante Diesel, a.k.a. EQ Philly. And, you know, just, you know what I mean, stay in touch with your boy. If you're really trying to get in the movie, you know what I mean, do something bigger, you know what I mean, just besides just you know, just the rap situation. You might want to dabble into some acting. Trust me, you're going to get exposure. Right, this is your opportunity right now to get some exposure.
And then you have the movie premiere, so it'll be dope. So y'all got to, you know, come out.
Listen, they don't understand. When I do these things, it be big. It don't be small. So at the end of the day, don't look for no small situation going on. It's definitely going to be big. Mike, this year I'm looking to get it in the movie theater. So having a movie premiere in the movie theater on the big screen, that's way bigger than you'll ever imagine. You know what I'm saying? So be on the lookout for situations like that. So, yep, hit me up. But the new song y'all about to check out, man, is from the new mixtape. You know what I mean? It's called Hot Pursuit. And joint crazy. I mean, we're working on doing a visual for this joint because this joint is really, really mad crazy. Listen to it. Judge for yourself. Hit your boy up if you want to do a collab. And, oh, yeah, if you don't remember, I said anytime you do a collab with me, you get a free video for that song, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know what I mean, you're getting a free buzz video. So hit your boy up. New song, High Pursuit. Heard it first right here. Air It Out Radio with that chick Fire. You officially been smacked. It's your boy Dante Diesel. Let's go.
Yeah, you know people only love to hate you. Man, that happens even on your block. You feel me? They only love you when you up, cause when you down, hard to find a friend. To the very end, in the same sin, with the same pen, nothing lasts forever. I hope you got a plan for the weather. People on the block make the same cash, nose to the sky. Just because they make a little more, rolling up the eyes when you walk by. When you drive by in your whip, newsy can't even take a shit. It's all good. Yeah. I mean, it's love and hate, man. That's what it's about. Niggas ain't real no more. They corner store backwoods with a stale leaf. They always try to put you under 6 feet, squirming with the worms. A daily situation as the world turns. But keep your cool when these suckers come around. They snitching for the opposition. They ain't really got a good pot to piss in. Living off yours with that hate in their veins that's seeping out their pores. What up? These rappers dyslexic, skinny with the vocal. One day the doctor couldn't catch it. Sheep for the slaughter, hating on the bet you out of order. You can get missing for a quarter. Some try to copy but they just can't catch it. You looking for the beef, son, you might as well get it. Cause bosses don't talk to kids unless it's discipline. Speed through your life, burn rubber like the Michelin. Yeah, I'm the Coach Carter, and I'm a little smarter. And I can end your career, you be another martyr. Your cheap shots don't compare to my free throw. Your mother sucker Mike Blackson like Repo. I'm on hot pursuit, beefing with these haters like Campbell's soup. Yeah, I'm on hot pursuit, had these chicks dancing in they birthday suit. What up? I'm on hot pursuit, beefing with these haters like Campbell's soup. Yeah, I'm on hot pursuit, had these chicks dancing in they birthday suit. What up? Yeah. Yeah. Listen. Yo, I try to be a friend of niggas. No loyalty is what I say to niggas. Everybody coming with their hands out, wishing I would take them on the cash route. But they money fickle and they won't spend a dime. Claiming that they boss, but they wanna get signed. That's oxymoron. Perpetrate the fraud with their own kind. Selling wet dreams on a fish line. Home alone like Macaulay. Feeling like Rocky, but they middle name Paulie. So you diss me with your vocal. Can't set it off cause your rap style local. Get it? Queen Latifah with the punchline. Meet me at the finish line when it's crunch time. And you can bet your life I'm about mine. Illadel Styles, the outline.
Air It Out Radio. It's at Chick Fire. Make sure you guys check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Dante Diesel. And that was Hot Pursuit. I like that. You know what I mean? That's definitely that. Hip hop. You know what I mean? Shout out to MC Light when I did the exclusive interview with her. She gave a big shout out to Dante Diesel and said, yo, that's hip hop right there. So shout out to him. And played that song at the right time, giving that nice little plug. All right, y'all can always hit up the website, airitoutradio.net, and check out all the things I've talked about tonight. And you can check out, you know, a little history of Air It Out and see what we about. Check out the YouTube and all that good stuff and see, you know, all the things that we've done so far. And we're not even done. We're not done, okay? Shout out to Remy. She'll be home in a few days. You know what I mean? We're trying to get that interview with her. That would be dope. Okay, super dope. So we got our fingers crossed for that one. And Young G's. So, you know, hopefully that will fall through. I don't know if y'all seen that post that I put up of that little boy. I think he was like 19 years old. And he raped that little boy. And his dad beat his motherfucking ass. Like, whoa. And, you know, they were saying that the dad's not going to go to jail. He's not even getting any charges pressed against him because, you know, I guess it was self-defense. So, you know, that's hard. I could just imagine. I heard a 911 tape, and he was like, yeah, he's laying here in the fetal position. he going to need an ambulance. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with these guys. They don't have nothing else better to do but to, you know, mess with little kids. But anyway. Crazy, 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 bro. All right, we're going to go to 2594 Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Yeah, what up?
What's up? Who's this?
Cash Young Star.
Cash, you know what I mean? Just played the track earlier. Flame.
Right.
Flame. That's
I'm glad you like that, John. I seen the shout-out on Instagram, too, so that's a good look. Like,
yeah. Whew. Listen, it was dope. I ain't gonna front. It kind of like blew me away. Like, what?
I know, and I heard you said you wanted me to perform that joint. You want to see me perform it?
Yeah, like, you gotta come out and perform it.
I'm going to. Like, I'm trying to hit up every show that you got, every show that I hear on this on the radio. All this, like,
right.
I'm trying to be everywhere. Plus, I'm about to drop my mixtape. Called 1632, hosted by DJ Mo G's. That joint coming out real soon. So it's going to be popping.
Okay, so I'm congrats. You know, there is a couple events, or, you know, you can always wait for mine, but there's some other events that's free. So make sure you check out my Instagram and follow all that so you can get, you know, get all
gotcha.
The details. Okay.
Definitely.
So, I know. Do you have any other performances? You don't have nothing coming up. Just waiting.
I just did a performance at Voltage. I think that was Saturday or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one up Huntington Park at what is that called? Gloss Road at Huntington Park.
Okay.
And it, like, all the videos is on Instagram. I was shutting them Jones down. Like, when you heard the Watch John that I played earlier, and I was like, let's get it. Everybody was in that joint was like, let's get it, like, to the top.
I know.
Bitch, you mad love.
That was hype. That was a hype part right there. Yeah. I was up here moving. Yeah. I wish I could see the behind the scenes stuff sometimes. You're wilding out over there.
I know. Yeah, record it. Record that joint while you're doing
it.
I know. Put that joint on Instagram.
Sometimes I don't be wanting to do it only because, you know, I might be in my night clothes just chilling doing the show. You're like, man, fuck this shit. I ain't ready to go to bed after this. You know what I mean? Watch my Love and Hip Hop. So, all right, but that's what's up, though. I definitely will plug you in with the other events, and hopefully you'll come out and I can record you and get some of that, you know, that performance on lock.
Nice. That's love. Yeah, I definitely
okay.
coming up.
That's what's up. So you wanna give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff?
Yeah, my Facebook is Cash Youngstar. That's C-A-S space Youngstar, Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A-R. Instagram, Cash Youngstar, C-A-S-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A-R. Straight through. I don't have Twitter right now, but I gotta make one. You know, I'm late in the game. I had one, but I deleted that job.
Yeah, because I was looking for that. Like, what is
he at? any given time or whatever, you can Google me, Cash Youngster. Everything can pop up. Everything that I have, videos, songs, freestyles, all that, all the good stuff.
Okay.
And I'm willing to collab with any artist I collab with.
Well, you heard Dante Diesel. He just said he'll shoot a video for free. All you got to do is hit him up. Collaborate with him. He does
movies. Is he from Philly?
So, yeah, he's from Philly. Dante Diesel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see?
Right, I'm going to go to your page right now. I'm going to go to your page. The last shout-out you gave me, I'm going to just comment anything. You can follow me. We can network right there.
Okay. I'll plug y'all two together, and then you can just go from there. All right?
Cool.
So,
that's love.
I know we're going to get into this track. I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce it.
All right. It's my track I just recorded coming off my album, upcoming album, Soul Eclipse. It's called One Time For Me. I mean, I ain't got to clap too much. Just clap one time for me if y'all like what y'all hear. I mean, I can clap a few times. It's called One Time For Me, Cash Young Star, North Philly. I mean, it's a hot track. It's lyrics and everything. Just listen to them, John.
All right, there
Let's
it is. There
it
on radio.
Do this for my city, nigga. Why? Do this for my city, nigga. Clap one time for me, no two times for the lame. Nigga, this my game, so get the fuck up out of my lane. Clap one time for me. One time for me. One time for me, fuck two times for the lame. If they don't get that bitch, I'ma beat them out of their frame. A king size for me, a few times for them lames. You gon' hear that bullshit a few times for them lames. Fuck them, I don't wanna touch on that hate and shit. It's contagious, the greatest I ever tell it. They talking about me, why people so fucking jealous? Dropping the fucking hammer, I landed in fucking Nella. You ratting, they running, tell it. Niggas don't wanna see me, they tweeted in diabetes. The biddies, they wanna see me all over they fucking TVs. Riding like in a TV, but sicker than in a CD. Taking my girl to France to dance, we in Tahiti. One time for me, two time for the fam, three time for the fans, four time for them bands. I spit more rounds, a lot more time, pay tour time for my fans. When it's tour time, it's more time to spit more rounds for my fans. Clap! One time for me, no two times for the lames. Nigga, this my game, so get the fuck up out of my lane. Clap! One time for me. One time for me. Clap! One time for me, no two times for the lames. Nigga, this my game, so get the fuck up out of my lane. Clap! One time for me. One time for me. Clap one time for me, two times for the haters. Critics with criticism, the critics gon' motivate us. The haters, I grind like skaters, the greatest of the great debaters. I'm riding out for that paper, broom. I see you later, tell them my flow is tough, and it's only getting tougher. I never been a fucking bluffer, I spit shit that I make them suffer. My people, they gon' eat like this is the last supper. Ain't no stopping this easy full speed. I'm a trucker, I just tell them to get in. Ride till it's over, we riding to the end. In the hoop or a Benz, gotta throw some loot to my friends. I own the game, they paying rent, I get in a booth when I can. Fuck it, I'm tired of fucking playing with them. I see rappers in City Hall with a can with them. Touch me, chop him up, take his hands with him. He's on fire, with some flows NBA jam with him. One time for me, no two times for the lames. Nigga, this my game, so get the fuck up out of my lane. Clap one time for me. One time for me. Clap one time for me, no two times for the lames. Nigga, this my game, so get the fuck up out of my lane. Clap one time for me. One time for me. Get the fuck up out of my lane. I'm riding like I'm a tank. The same spit as that can't stick, keep on saying they flame. When y'all drop that whack shit, y'all fucking up the game. If my nickname is hip-hop, y'all fucking up my name. Y'all niggas ain't no rappers. Y'all break dancers, man, I'm always trappers. I'm about to write scripts for these actors. I'm stuck in a booth like a studio adapter. My audience, my clappers, ain't even the first chapter. I go back to my old books and record that shit after. Record that shit, listen to it, then write that shit backwards. Then science gon' know who the fuck king of rap is. And who y'all gonna ask, Jay, Wayne, Shady Slim? I bomb tracks when I want, I think I favor M. 8 Men, Merc 7, get the other 80s. Then I want real hip-hop, go back to the 80s then. I think I'm Wolverine, but not Canadian. I'm the type of nigga to put bombs in the baby then. Stuff the dad in, put the lady in. Take the baby and turn him into an assassin. We gon' kill a stadium. Clap one time for me, no two times for the lames. Nigga, this my game, so get the fuck up out of my lane. Clap one time for me. One time for me. Clap one time for me, no two times for the lames. Nigga, this my game, so get the fuck up out of my lane. Clap one time for me. One time for me.
Okay. Clap one time for me. Air It Out Radio with Cedric Fire. Another one from Cass Young Star. I like that joint. I'm telling you, like, he got some work with him. Shout out to him. He need to get his ass on Twitter, though. Like, we going to have to fight for that. Okay? Twitter. All right, so make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Show some love. And, you know, remember, we on Mondays 10 to 1. All right? I'm going to check out my next caller and see what's popping over here. 3314, Air It Out Radio. What's up?
Oh, what's up, Mom? What's up?
What's going on with this?
It's propane.
Propane.
This motherfucking trolling, man.
I thought you was going to come on with a drop and stuff, and you know what I mean?
No, I'm on some other shit right now, man.
You sound like you just got it in, and you just had to wash off, wipe yourself off, and then, you know, how that go?
Yeah. I'm chilling, man. Hey, Fire, how you doing, man?
Yeah. I'm good. So what's your opinion for the topic for tonight? Do you think that, you know, it's cool for your friend to charge you, like they blow up and then they get a deal and charge
I'm
you?
I punch that nigga in his mouth.
What? Oh, wow.
If any of my niggas ever try to stunt on me like that, like, first of all, we too thorough to even do that, so... You know what I'm saying? Like, we wouldn't even do that. If whoever get on, we all on. All that other extra stuff, like, we ain't for that. So I wouldn't even have to punch my niggas in their mouth. But if that shit ever do happen, man, we just, man, call you a nut, dog. And, I mean, whatever, dog. We ain't with that shit.
I'll punch that nigga. He's so wild.
For real.
So
I mean... It is what it
Sometimes
is.
Sometimes they make you mad with a motherfucker act new, though. Like, nigga, I will fuck you up.
Yeah,
I'm broke, nigga. 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I'm really losing my patience with all this, with all the cornball fuckery foolishness that going in the game. So, you know what I mean? I'm just speaking up for what's going on, man. Oh, yeah. Fuck Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can follow me, all y'all want, on Twitter. And the CIA.
I got
both of these niggas following me. Whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'ma still speak my truth. Can't do shit to me.
Oh.
I don't like my second version, my second EP, 16 or Better Jack Thriller.
What?
My shit is off beat. I don't know what happened, you know what I'm saying, but it's going down the history. Shit ain't perfect or whatever, but, you know, it is what it is. EP21, y'all can still check it out or whatever. My rhyme's still hot. I don't know what the hell happened, why that shit is one tempo off, because I'm not no nigga that flow off beat. Oh, yeah, fuck Gary Blanco, too, nigga. I get at anybody who talks shit on them comments. And I show love to anybody who show love to me too. So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. You know what I mean?
How hype are you about This Is 50, Jack Thriller coming on August the 4th? Are you coming on the show?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Jack's still my Jack is my man. Jack's a funny ass nigga. That's my man or whatever. I mean, like I said, I even went hard on him for, like, yo, Jack, what's going on? Like, why this? You know what I mean? But I'm just like, it's all love. You know what I mean? Everything ain't perfect. You know, we just take our craft serious or whatever, and you know what I mean? Sometimes that shit get to you because you trying to impress the world or whatever, but anyway, the world ain't going to be, it's always going to be somebody that don't like you anyway, and then it's always going
right.
to be people waiting for you to mess up or whatever, but
pretty much.
I don't care what it is, like, nigga, you're not going to do that to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm still human, you know what I mean, and I trash any of you niggas and bitches. Like, I don't give a fuck about that shit. That's what I say. I mean, look, y'all can check out my 16 or better episode.
I know, but, like, where is it coming from? That's what you want to know. Like, where is it coming from?
That comes
from. You got nowhere with it.
No, I'm just saying. I dish out. I'm a reactor, so, you know what I mean, if you show love, you're going to get shown love back. If you want to disrespect, then it depends on how I feel, if I want to still, you know what I mean, still pay you no mind, or just, you know what I mean, give you what you're asking for, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It ain't,
okay.
You know what I mean? But like I said, I'm not happy about my second episode, even though that was one of my favorite rhymes, you know what I mean? And that shit is crazy. I'm thinking about still doing my rhyme over, whatever. Some people saying, oh, it ain't that bad, you know what I mean? Whatever. That's all good. Shout out to Jack though, man. That's my nigga.
It is what it is. Well, yeah. Are you coming out to any of the events that are free? That's what I want to know.
That are free. Yeah, baby, you just got to let me know what's up, man. You know what I mean?
I've been
just let me know.
On Instagram, so boom. And one is this Thursday, so you got to get it together.
It's Thursday, okay.
Yeah, and all right,
cool,
a band,
cool.
A band. So you don't need your MP3 or anything. Like, just come. I know it's some new shit. I like it.
Okay.
So you got to come too.
No, right. Baby, listen, I'm there, you know what I'm saying?
Take off your shirt, you know what I mean? Go off.
I'm there.
You
too? Oh, yeah. And Fire, can you please stop taking these damn pictures upwards and shit so everybody's seeing these double Ds? Man, I'm like, God damn. God damn. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that should be look good. But I feel like,
man. Come out sometime, like, you know what I mean? Everybody does their selfies with the booty. I show the girls off, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm looking fire showing off, man. Like,
I know, you know what? I think I'm going to stop, though, because my goddaughter, you know, hit me up on her page, and she was like, what is this? So
yeah,
I might have to chill with her, because I didn't even know she was following me, and I was like, oh, shit.
Sometimes you feel sexy, you want to show that shit sometimes, you know what I mean? But I know it's just shocking when I be seeing you do it sometimes. I'll be like, damn, like, you know, you really.
Yeah, right?
Anyway.
I'm all conservative, and then I go, like, what the? Yeah, you know, it'd be like that sometimes. But, yeah, I might have to chill because the goddaughter watching, you know what I mean? She was like, what is this?
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, weren't we just been, you know, doing something, you know, weren't you crafting the other day? Like, I gotta be
Well, no, I mean, it's all good. I was playing, but if you want to stop this.
Nah, you know, yeah, just a big girl watching, you know what I mean? Just a little bit. I might just a little bit, you know what I mean? I might just block her, either one. I've been blocking a whole lot of people lately, like, block.
This is my thing
about Instagram, right? Like, you come on and you like my page a couple times. Okay, cool. You ain't friends with me, alright. But then after a while, you start liking my shit out of nowhere. I just feel like you stalking me, and I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like you hiding the fact that you, like, you want to be friends with me, but you don't want to be friends with me, and I it kind of bothers me. It's like you being sneaky. So to me, I just be like, look, if you ain't friends with me by now, block. I'll block you in a minute. Yeah, because don't play with me. Like, just come and be friends with me. Just be friends with me, and I'll be friends with you. It's cool. But don't come on and like my shit and be like, let me see what she doing. Like, I don't like that.
I wanna say what's up to all my Irritators, man. You know what I mean? You already know how propane do, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's air it out. I've been slipping on a couple Mondays. Nigga car about to get repossessed. Nigga about to get kicked out. Got 10 days to evacuate, man. I had to get my bread back up. And you know what I'm saying?
Real.
Like, the fuck? Reality hitting a nigga. Like, damn.
That's real,
you know
though.
I'm
saying? I like
this rap
shit. Real about it. You know what I mean?
Man, I don't give a fuck. Listen. This is a real nigga. Like, y'all gonna realize that, man. Everybody gonna realize that. If you don't, then oh well. But I ain't got no problem saying my downside as well as my ups. That's what everybody want to just think.
Right.
Everybody want people to think that they doing good. Nah, I think I'm fucked up right now.
I was fucked up right now. I think people respect you more when you be, you know, honest, because they see that you just like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's real
no
shit.
Reason, man.
You know.
Fuck all that, man.
Frontin' and All that stuff about money.
Front-ass niggas, man.
Yeah, front-ass niggas.
Don't make me start. Don't make me do that.
Uh-oh,
don't
yeah,
make,
let's not. Let's
niggas.
Not go there. We're going to get into the track because I want to make sure we get it played this time all the way through with no interruptions.
All right, we're going to get into this pilot, John. Fuck mainstream, even though my baby Fire just about to get back on mainstream air, but
that's right.
Fuck mainstream.
Right there, like, yeah.
I mean, I keep it, you know, cool, you know what I mean? But, you know,
you
how I really feel. And, you know, we're going to get into this, man. Like I said, don't follow me on Twitter at Painkiller. I just got a new Facebook that I don't know, so you won't follow me on that.
Oh,
good.
Okay.
My Instagram, what's my Instagram? Damn, Propane C3. Okay, yeah, that's something that you can't hit up. Good, don't do that. What else? What else
no,
is out there? That
it's Propane _3.
Oh,
there you
all right. Well, yeah. Stay off of that. Stay off of that. Stay off of that, please. I don't. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. Let's get into this pilot shit.
Air it out, radio.
I'm on my Philly fly. See, I'm ready to die. I don't need no co-pilot. No. Just pro-oh-oh. Sick of niggas' lies. Every time when they rhyme, they just need to retire. Lego, uh-oh.
Hey, fuck mainstream, rock this ball.
These niggas ain't got me fucked up.
Lego, fuck mainstream, rock this ball. Ball, kumbaya shit. Fuck mainstream, rock this ball.
Nigga, this hip-hop,
ball,
nigga.
Lego, nigga, fuck mainstream, rock this ball. Ball. Y'all, fuck mainstream, I spit bars. Damn pain, you kinda cocky, nah, that's confidence. Shit ain't hard, 100 rappers, I kill them all. Morgue meat, fill them all. Floor seats, this 60 bar, no crystal. Just 6 packs of this equal game. Kick it off, I'm pissed off at you whack rappers. You bad mouth, I back slap you. Bipolar, mad rapper, this Biggie track, nah, 50 song. Well, I take that Diddy, dawg. Gotta put it on for my city, dawg. Yeah, my attitude can get shitty, y'all. Whoa, stop. Pause. Fuck you think you talking, I better do what you telling me. Please don't get it fucked up, cause you know I'm a celebrity. Ghetto role model for my hood, yeah they loving me. Underground nigga cooking up that Philly record.
I'm on my Philly fly, be I ready to die. I don't need no co-styling, oh no. Just for oh, sick of niggas lying. Every time when they rhyme, they just need to retire. Let go, oh.
Fuck mainstream, rock this ball. Fuck mainstream, I spit balls.
Whole song, whatever, nigga.
Fuck mainstream, I spit balls.
I do it all.
Hey, look. Mainstream is watered down. It's too much of Florida sound. ATL, Mexico, I should go cross the border now.
Amigo.
Cause I'm getting bored now. Surrounding all you fucking clowns. Shark attack, heart attack, y'all fish food. Take them down. I'm feasting on piranhas. Got this looker like Rihanna with me. If she talk slick, I pull over. Chris Brown, a bitch, you better watch your mouth. Wipe your mouth from that saliva. Bust open your pussy lips. Now she's bleeding from her vagina. Fucking with propane, Oakland, Blue Flame, Hussein, I bomb. If you with him, man, they all squat. I'm not even in my prime. I'm just too ahead of my time. UPT, CC3,
and I'm on my Philly fly. Be I ready to die. I don't need no co-styling, no. Just for sick of niggas lying. Every time when they rhyming, they just need to retire. Let go,
Fuck mainstream, I spit balls. Fuck mainstream, I spit balls. Hey nigga, fuck mainstream, I spit balls. Lego, fuck mainstream, I spit balls.
Yo, what up? This your boy Dante Diesel, Illadel Styles in the building, and you're now tuned into the hottest radio internet station in the world, you know what I'm saying, with that chick Fire, Ear It Out Radio. Let's go!
You're listening to Ear It Out Radio, hosted by That Chick Fire.
here at www.airitoutradio.net.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that came through the show. There was one caller that did not get through. I came to him. He was snoring. that's 5715. I got to run your number down so y'all can always go back to the show and listen and be like, oh, you ain't get to me. So is that 5715 came to you, you was a no-show. Okay, catching them bees. You know what I mean? All right. Shout out to everybody that's working hard, doing their thing, artist-wise, business-wise, whatever. Ran Live, Unheard, Tone, Dante Diesel, Homeless Sons, Hollywood Heem, Young F. I think it was Young F. Did he say Young F or Young F? Anyway, Ivory, I didn't get a chance to speak to you either. Shout out to the whole Street Desperato. What up, what up? I know we was trying to get to that track tonight. So shout out to them. Hopefully we'll get to them next week. And of course, my main Mr. Mike that, you know, came through and blessed us about the whole award show and whatnot. Propane, you know, with his little crazy self. Show some love. You know, he said don't follow him on anything. All right, so anyway, shout out to all the Air It Outers. Please follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Y'all can always catch me here Mondays 10 to 1. And check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Check out the Instagram for all the other, you know, information that you need. I always post crazy stuff. I have two pages, so, you know, follow me on either one of them. You'll get it. I'll repost so much, so, you know, to my pictures start falling out and I start, you know, I have to pretty much, you know, take stuff out of my phone. So hopefully I won't have that problem again. But anyway, I'm here Mondays 10 to 1 and y'all officially been tonight, Air It Out Radio. Thank y'all for tuning in.